much about.
And the winner is... Well, the time has come.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing, sorry.
That is pure, raw, natural talent. That there's nothing forced. There's nothing pushed. It is just raw, natural talent. And I am so glad you're here today.
All right, give us some background on Mrs. Butterworth. Is she a slave woman?
I don't like his tone.
And now, you are mumbling.
What am I doing?
You're mumbling.
I'm mumbling.
Never mumble.
No.
People think you're crazy. Then they take you downtown and they turn the hose on you. Is that what you want, Tim?
Who does
you
what?
You want the hose?
Our feature presentation.
He does want the hose.
I love Life and Times of Tim so much.
That is a great show.
It really is.
That's a great show.
It is challenging my, it's challenging the top of the best shows on TV for me with Family Guy. I got to be honest. The Life and Times of Tim, equally satisfying to Family Guy lately. This season's been amazing.
Yeah.
If you don't have HBO, you're definitely missing out. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, and we are going to be taking your telephone calls next at 1-800-520-1067. First of all, big news. Kevin is here, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin
How dare you?
Already.
I mean,
pretty shocking. Secondly, Mike is dressed as a mime. What's up with that?
He does that from time to time.
Well, that's not true. It's just you're wrong, and I have a Henley on that has stripes.
Okay.
That's I mean,
it's mime-ish.
From here, you look like you're trying to get out of a box.
Listen,
an imaginary.
I live my life constantly trying to get into one, buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Real quick, here's my favorite story. I've been dying to get to this the past few days. Of course, what do I I'm Bean, so what do I love more than anything?
Death.
Death, right. So here's the story. This guy, this Vietnamese guy, his God forbid, it's so sad, but his wife dies and he's heartbroken. He can't get over it. So he starts sleeping on her grave. He starts going down to the cemetery every night and sleeping on her grave, right?
Oh.
So he does that for a year and a half. He sleeps on her grave every night.
Wow.
Then he goes, there's a better way. So he digs next to the grave so that he can sleep underground next to her and get out of the wind and the rain.
After a year and a half?
After a year and a half,
yes. That's his move? Okay.
Exactly. So then his family starts to get concerned about him, and they go to him and they go, Dad, seriously, you shouldn't be sleeping underground in the dirt just to be near mom. You've got to get over this. It's been a long time. I know you loved her, but she's gone. Please stop. So he says, okay. So then he goes back and he digs up the body.
Nope.
Oh,
yeah, he sure
God.
Does. He digs up the body and takes it home and now sleeps next to it at night.
What's left of it?
That's not good.
It's not sexy. I will tell you that. I don't think that's the factor at work here.
It's not in its best condition.
Oh.
It's not
after a year
mom
and a half.
Mom does not look the best she's ever looked. That's for sure.
Wow.
So now there's an investigation into it to decide whether maybe not sanitary or not legal.
How
or
about
not
he's crazy?
Maybe he's crazy.
Possibly. I think he's cracked.
So he's got a year and a half old dead wife on one side, and then oddly enough, James Brown's body on the other side.
So. Maybe so. So look,
man.
I'm all for, you know, being into your wife and all that, but at some point it maybe goes a little bit too far.
Gets let her go.
The tiniest bit creepy.
What a creep fest that guy was.
So there you go. That's your death update for today.
All right. Good. Good times. We need to make that a regular feature. Bean loves
it
death.
It practically is.
Yeah. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Intern Gaga, who I love but is enormously slow, so I don't have the information on what we're giving away today. I'm assuming it's once again the tickets for Universal Studios, right?
It's an annual pass, no blackout dates. Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A.
That is a great prize. Why don't we start with let's start with Sergio? He's calling us on line one today on the Kevin and Bean Show to get us started. Sergio, what it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew? What it do, Kelly?
What it do?
What's happening?
Yeah, my mother-in-law's hitting on me.
All right.
On the weekend. It was gross. It was so gross.
Oh, all right. That's what I was going to say. Question one is she hot?
Right.
okay, while she's my mother-in-law, I think maybe like a 50-50. No, not really hot.
So she's a 5, you're saying, eh?
Yeah, like a 5. There
okay.
you go.
All right.
See, this is what I love about Kevin. His first thought is that you can't do that. It's your wife's mother. His first thought is, well, before we jump to any conclusions, what's this broad look like?
I'm saying you need some get some information.
Yeah, like.
Don't just jump to conclusions. We need to gather information. Now, is this the first time it's happened?
No. Yeah, this is the first time it's happened.
Okay.
I've been with my wife for 10 years. She's my high school sweetheart. We've been married 3 years. And me and my mother-in-law have had our ups and downs, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to make it another up?
What did she do? Describe for us the come on. What did she do?
All right, 50th birthday. We're at Montana, so obviously, you know, 909. And then we're in her backyard, and I'm really cool with her husband. Well, it's kind of her boyfriend. And we're talking, whatever, and she's like kisses me on the side of the mouth when I first came in. On the side. So
but sort of just like on the side of the mouth. Hi, glad you're here. Come on in.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I was like kind of weirded out because it was the first time it's ever happened.
Okay.
And then towards the middle of the night, we're drinking and everything, and we're in the garage, and then that one was an actual kiss, but it was no tongue. You know, I could still feel, like, the breath of her, you know.
Was she drunk?
She was tipsy, not drunk.
Okay, I mean, well, tipsy all counts.
Right. All right.
Yeah, so then, all right, towards the end of the night, and I was like, okay, well, it has to be so, you know, around my wife, because we're leaving, while it wasn't. She was like, come here, you want to take this, you want to take that? And I was like, yeah, cool, and I was taking food and chicken, whatever. And she's like, oh, well, thank you so much for coming, and bam, stops it again. I was like, that's not cool.
Yeah. So at this point, it's gone far beyond familial. It's clear that she just wants to make out with you. That's what's going on here.
Oh. But I mean, is it cheating?
No.
Yes.
What,
no.
You thinking
yes.
about it?
Why, no.
No. Here's look.
She's not even hot.
Is it cheating?
We have to move on.
She's you asking need to, that question.
You need to go to your mother-in-law and you need to say, look, I'm not going to say anything to anybody about this, but this cannot happen again. I understand that you were just a little bit tipsy, but please back off and let's have a normal mother-in-law, son-in-law relationship.
I say try and make it happen with both.
Yeah, because I got all right. a beer this Easter.
All right. Good luck to you. Thank you for the call.
Wow.
Let's try, what the hell? Let's try Chris on line 5. He wants to talk to the mime.
All right. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What'd it do?
What's happening?
What'd it do? Hey, yeah, I've just been listening to K-Rock, like, pretty much all night. I work at night, and I hate Loveline. Hate it to death. Until Psycho Mike has gone on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's turned that show around.
He made it better?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe, huh?
Are we talking about the same person?
Maybe nighttime Mike is entertaining and interesting. You ever think about that? Maybe we're just stuck with daytime Mike.
Wait, well, remember when Cleo said that she gets smart at noon?
Yes.
I get funny at like 8 p.m.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's better than Drew.
He's not better than Drew.
Strengths.
Yeah, they have different strengths.
Drew's the best, but he's Drew is not a host.
Right.
And Mike,
right. And you know, and Drew is a better doctor than Mike is, though, right?
By a little. Oh, by a little.
What do you know?
By a little.
They pretty much almost come up with the same explanation for everything.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
I would like
been
to be
for a long time.
I would like to be excited about Psycho Mike hosting Loveline, but it doesn't come with him leaving the Kevin and Bean show. Therefore, my enthusiasm is tempered.
No, but I get both of them during my work day.
All right,
so.
You enjoy. Right.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, we got time for one more, Kevin. Which one do you like?
Let's go to Matt. This seems to be a common problem. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what a do. I drive a truck for a living, and I want to say if you're being passed by a big rig, you shouldn't be driving, number one. And number two.
On a freeway, if you get passed by a big rig, that means you are automatically, by definition, going too slow.
Yeah, you just shouldn't even be driving.
Okay.
Number two, when I get off of work, I feel like I'm boxed in on the freeway in my personal vehicle because people think it's cool to do 50 in the fast lane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, I just ride a motorcycle every day so I don't get reduced to traffic anymore.
All common problems. Right, that's what you should do. You should ram them with your truck and then and then ride the motorcycle. Everything would be cool.
So yeah, at work, you know, that's the only solution. After work, I guess I just split lanes and deal with it.
I got you.
Now, I have to ask, I understand your frustration. A lot of people share it. But, Matt, do you think that putting the word out on the radio, the people who are guilty of those offenses would hear it and go, oh, okay, I got it now.
You know what I should do? I should speed up.
Yeah, I really don't think they would care, because if I'm 3 inches off your bumper and you still don't move.
Right.
That's, you know what's going on. You just don't care.
Right. That's why I'm saying let's move a little closer. 3 inches isn't enough.
You're not getting the point across.
Just a little tap.
All right. Good luck out there.
Just a little tap. Just touch and move.
He's very close to going off on someone, right?
Yeah. There's no question about that.
He's right at this point, he's getting a gun permit right now for the next time he's on the freeway.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
All right, now I think we've talked about this for about 3 days. We've been trying to do it. We haven't had a chance. But Psycho Mike was approached by a woman who wanted him to be a sperm donor.
Yeah.
So we want to talk to people who've done that. Okay. Not through the random, you know, sperm banks, but person to person.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to you today. We need your input on that one. We have Eric Stone Street on the program today. Eric is Cam on Family Guy.
Nope, Modern Family.
On Modern Family. I looked up, I saw the word family. Thank you.
That's all right. It's an awesome show.
That is an awesome show, but very different from Family Guy.
Very different. So, yeah, he's not animated.
Important distinction. Kevin Bean, Citizen of the Day today. Very excited about that. I'm going to tell you about the chili grenade. Very excited about that.
Wait, hold on. Is that something you heard about on Loveline, too?
Could be. Could be, yeah, because Psycho Mike is involved.
Happened in the bathroom.
And our new feature, 911, is a joke.
Do you need medical attention?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I ain't no goddamn doctor.
Okay, sir, I'm trying to help you.
Well, help me, send me some eye here. What the hell? What's the hold up?
Sir, are you feeling pain? What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell.
Okay. I think 911 is a joke could be our new regular feature, because you can disappear into the internet if you type in 911 call onto YouTube. They never stop coming. It's unbelievable how many great ones there are.
It is the best. And we play them from time to time. That's where we met Victor Fuentes, who we love.
That's
so
right.
Yes.
Hello.
You've been drinking? Couple! So, 911 is a joke, a new feature on today's Kevin Amico Show. And don't forget, we have tickets for April Foolishness.
Yeah.
Which is this Saturday night. So your chance to win is coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. A quick break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Paramore, also Incubus, and Bad Religion on the way here on the Kevin Amico Show. First, though, Ralph is out. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. And I've been so excited for you, Kevin, because I have what I think you will consider the best news you'll hear all week.
Awesome.
The deal has been done for The Hangover 2.
See, now, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
I know The Hangover is your favorite movie of all time ever. Now, listen, this is fascinating stuff to me. I usually don't care that much about the Hollywood behind-the-scenes stuff, but The Hangover, nobody in the world, including the guy who wrote it, the guy who directed it, the actors who starred in it, expected that it was going to be the top-grossing R-rated comedy of all time. It just wasn't even – there was no way anyone thought, hey, this is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. It was just a low-budget comedy that they put out in the summer hoping to, you know, have some fun with, right? Well, it went on to make tremendous amount of money, and they didn't have all the actors locked up for a sequel. And those actors, by the way, got paid in Hollywood terms next to nothing.
Right.
Bradley Cooper, Zach Galifianakis, Ed Helms, the three of them together, they got for less than $1 million for the first movie.
Wow.
How about that? And so profit, 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 right? So the new deal apparently is each guy is going to make around $5 million for their participation in the film against 4% of the first dollar gross, which means that, you know, they've got money on the back end, as they say. Down the road, they can even make more than the $5 million. The director, co-writer Todd Phillips, is going to make $10 million against 10% of the first dollar gross.
Wow.
So it's going to be big, big dough on this movie. And
it should be.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now the question is, they made this movie because the first one was such a big hit. Creatively, what are the chances it's going to be great? Or is it going to be like so many other sequels, a movie they just put out there to make money? And they know it will make money even if it's not good.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
It's a real tough one. Can lightning strike twice?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like it was done by the right people the right way.
Right.
So if they're back, I'm going to go with yes, I hope. I mean, it has to be at least really good, even if they don't.
Knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, even if they don't hit a home run, which is...
Because all of these actors and this director have, you know, good backgrounds with lots of other quality projects.
Right, exactly.
I hope you're right. They're hoping to start filming in October, but Hangover 2 coming next year.
That's what I'm talking about. most grooms-to-be are not very hands-on most of the time when you get married.
Yep.
your bride says, hey, you know, we should use this flower. And then your role as the groom is to go, that would be awesome.
I have a friend who told his fiance, just tell me what to wear and when to show up. And right. I don't want to even know anything else.
Right, which is how it should go. But for the most part, you do have to humor your bride to be.
We would like to have really, you involved. Yes.
And excited.
Yes.
It's not enough
yes,
to just
both
be.
Those things.
Okay. So let's just say, oh, what do you think about this dress for the bridesmaids? And you go, that's fantastic.
Exactly.
And then she go, I don't like it. And you go, me either. I mean, basically, you just have to.
That's why Kevin's still married.
Well, Russell Brand and Katy Perry.
Ooh.
Who are planning to get married still.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell People magazine that Katie says that her knight in shining armor has morphed into a total bridezilla since he proposed.
Oh, you're kidding.
Russell Brand is obsessed with planning every detail and picks up a new wedding magazine every time they head out for breakfast.
Come on. Well, you know he'll be spending more time on his hair than she does on hers that day.
That dude is marrying Katy Perry.
That's
yeah.
funny.
He buys wedding magazines.
It doesn't sound like he's doing it to placate her either. It sounds like he's really into it.
She's trying to hold him back. She's like, listen, let's just eat breakfast. We don't have to talk about the wedding today. They've reversed roles.
I put that video up at kevinandbean.com yesterday of Katy Perry being slimed at the Kids' Choice Awards over the weekend. That's the big the green goo that covers her. Mm-hmm. And I keep watching it thinking, Russell Brand does that every single day.
Oh man.
How unbelievable is that?
Green?
Who knows? Oh, okay. Who knows with that guy? All right. British health, man. Who knows? It's always interesting to see what the rest of America is watching. The television ratings were released yesterday from the Nielsen Company. How many of these shows do you watch, Kevin? Let's use the example and see how many of the top 10 shows are on in your house. Okay. Right. Number one, American Idol, Tuesday night.
No.
And number two, Dancing with the Stars, ABC.
No.
Number three, American Idol, Wednesday night.
Nope.
Four, American Boss on CBS.
Nope.
Five, 60 Minutes.
Tape it, but only watch it if Bean says there's something exceptional on it. And that hasn't happened in
quite
2 months.
A while, yeah.
Six, 2.5 Men?
No.
Seven, Big Bang Theory?
No.
Mm-hmm. Eight, NCIS?
I tape Big Bang Theory, don't watch it much. NCIS? Nope.
Nine, Amazing Race 16?
That I watch.
Me too.
Okay, one. All
that's
right,
good.
One.
I'm with you. That's the only one on this whole list I watch.
And that's a good show.
Number 10, Castle.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. I tape that one and I try to keep up with it.
Castle
so,
is
one
Castle
and a half.
Just, one and a half. Yeah, Castle just got renewed, by the way. Had its highest ratings ever last week. So that show's doing really, really well. No NBC shows in the top 10 again this week, by the way. It's always fascinating to me that they have an actual network where they have as many shows on as everybody else, but none of them are in the top 10.
But they used to own the top 10.
They sure did, yeah. So anyway, I always think that's fascinating. I'm about with you, by the way. I watched 60 Minutes, and I think that's the only one on that list for me of all of them. So speaking of Dancing with the Stars, I would be remiss if I did not mention, spoiler alert if you didn't watch it last night, Shannon Doherty was the first to leave this season. She was voted off. Kate Gosselin and Pamela Anderson were also in the bottom three. Buzz Aldrin lives to dance another day.
What is happening with that?
I don't know. I wonder if he's more likely to be voted off or die before he gets voted off at his age.
And I'm Buzz.
There's no, I mean, it has to be a, hey, we feel sorry for this guy vote, right? Because I don't watch the show, but he is 100 and he can't dance.
He is terrible. He is terrible. I mean, as Lisa pointed out, that's a significant percentage of the voting on Dancing with the Stars is the judges vote, but then the people at home get a chance to vote. And if you are likable, if you are popular, then you can stay on the show. I mean, I don't know.
And I'm Buzz.
I don't know what kind of a dancer Kate Gosselin is, but I can't imagine anyone likes her.
Yeah, true.
And she's going to get a lot of people out there, you know, rooting for her.
I need to change. I need to change jobs. I believe perhaps a therapist is my new calling.
You do.
Yes.
All right.
Shakira.
Yes.
Has recently come out in the news saying that she struggled with body image issues and insecurity her entire life, but feels a lot better since entering therapy.
Well, and look at her. She's a pig.
Really? Those of you who don't know Shakira, she's a midget. She's about 5 feet.
Maybe,
5'1".
Yeah.
Hot. Colombian.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's got the hips that tell
hips
the truth.
Don't lie.
Yeah,
that's
they tell
right.
you. So, you know, if you're a psychiatrist, you could just go right to the hips. You don't have to ask your mouth anything. She says she really loves it. She goes an hour a week, talks to him, looks forward to it.
I've been going to therapy and I really like it too.
Right, but this is Shakira.
True.
So someplace there's a therapist right now who
just going through their day, talking to ugly people and dumb people and bad people and people like me and Lisa and stupid problems. And in walks Shakira and you go, jackpot. It would be worth everything else.
I hope it's a man.
Oh, me too.
So the other 40 hours a week you would suffer through just for the 50 minutes you get with Shakira on the couch.
She would say, it really helps if we're nude.
You don't like your body? Let me see.
Right. Let's work on that body.
And one more story, and I almost hate to give Spidey more publicity because you know the only reason they do half the stuff they do is because it gets them in the news, it gets people to talk about it, and I'm falling for it because I am once again talking about them. Spidey is Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag. They're married now, famous from The Hills. They have given themselves Native American names in an effort to become more spiritual.
Yes. Yes. All right?
So no longer will they be referred to as Heidi and Spencer. Now Spencer is Running Bear. And Heidi is White Wolf.
Wow.
A representative said that Spencer is no longer going by his previous name, but he insisted he be called King Spencer because it's too much of a burden to have to carry around the weight of royalty. So there you go. Now they have Indian names. White Wolf and Running Bear is who Heidi is.
This is just so great to watch them, to watch gravity just take them right back down to hell.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, one of our favorite guests on the Kevin and Bean Show and a terrific actor, Ewan McGregor, turns 39 years old today. Christopher Walken is 67. Yeah. Al Gore turns 62. All three of those would be more entertaining if Ralph Garber were here today because those are right in his wheelhouse.
Sure.
And really the sexiest woman on TV. You can have your Shakira, Kevin. You can have your Marissa Miller, Mike. Rhea Perlman, ladies and gentlemen, turned 62 today.
Oh,
Carla
you.
From Cheers. The beautiful Rhea Perlman celebrating her birthday today.
She's the opposite of Shakira in every way.
Yep.
But she sure did find the perfect man for her, didn't she?
Yeah.
Married to Danny DeVito. And that is the showbiz. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. By the way, my little Veruca, one of my little puppies.
Bean's dog, yeah.
Is trouble, as you know.
Right.
And I use this spray on her that I always have on me in the event that she gets a little bit too aggressive or does something she's not supposed to do or, you know, advances on one of the other dogs in an unsafe way. And it's citronella spray, basically is what it is. Mm-hmm. Doesn't hurt her. It's not like macing a dog or anything like that. It's not a taser. It's just a very powerful scent that it just overwhelms her, and she just turns and runs. Yeah. You only have to hold the can up, and she's gone.
It doesn't hurt them. They just don't like it.
They don't like the smell. Yeah.
Exactly, because it's overwhelming to their sense of smell, which is already very powerful anyway. And I thought, how awesome is that? It doesn't hurt the dog and it's super effective. Why can't they do something like that for humans? Well, what do you know about that? It looks like that's happening. It looks like that's the new face of warfare. Am I right?
Have you ever been pepper sprayed, Bean?
I never have.
Oh, it's so fun.
Of course, Kevin has.
It's good. It's coughing and your eyes start watering, and it's good times. It's really good times. But in India, Bean is right. They're starting to do some research, and they're trying to weaponize things that maybe they hadn't thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular one, like Bean says, is non-destructive. It's just pretty much like pepper spray. Well, you pretty much just have to run from it. And it's made out of chili.
Oh.
The Indian military has a new weapon against terrorists, the world's hottest chili.
Dude.
So
I could definitely see how that could be a weapon.
They have created chili grenades.
Oh, my God.
So basically, you would throw it. It would explode with chili. It's so hot that it's just like pepper spray. You have to run, close your eyes, whatever.
Oh, my God. It's You'd be completely debilitated, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think so. It's in the Guinness.
How hot is this chili?
It's hot, Bean. Well, they measure it in something called Scoville units, which I don't know what that is. That measures the spiciness of something. Mm-hmm. And they did say that jalapeno peppers measure from 2,500 to about 8,000. Yeah. This is a million.
Oh, yeah. You'd feel that.
You'd feel that a lot. Yeah. So we had Alex, our producer, get us in touch with the Defense Research and Development Organization. I believe we have someone on the line named R.B. Srivastava. Am I saying your name correct, sir?
You did pretty well, actually.
Okay, thank you.
How are you?
All right. Are you a Mr. Srivastava or Dr. Srivastava?
I am a doctor, but you can call me Mr.
Okay.
I don't know why I would do that, but all right. All right, doctors. So, did we...
So, getting that doctorate has really paid off.
A doctor in India only makes you qualified to do customer service for Dell, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I understand. All right, so were we accurate in our description of the world's hottest chili pepper?
You got it. It sure is hot.
So, but this isn't exactly chili pepper. This is actual chili, and you figured out a way to weaponize it.
Correct. Okay. We have made a condensed powder of what is considered to be the hottest chili in the world, grown in the northeast of India here.
Okay.
And
okay.
When it turns into a noxious gas, it makes you... it makes you useless in battle because
okay.
you are rubbing your eyes mm-hmm. or tending to your burning skin.
Oh, man.
Okay. So how is it delivered? What do you put it in? Some sort of a bomb?
Correct. We use it in grenades, handheld bombs that soldiers can throw. It is very, very effective non-lethal weaponry.
Well, you know, that's a good direction to go. I mean, it is nice to see that you can yeah. disable a person without having
without
to kill.
Killing them.
Considering yeah. the population problems and terrorism that we have in India,
yeah.
we are really pushing to develop a lot more non-lethal weaponry so that we don't have to open fire in the riots and protests that we have almost every day here
sure.
in the big cities yeah. of India.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a great idea.
Well, this is fascinating research. What, are there some other things that you're working on, or is this the be-all to end-all?
As you can hear,
are you in a jacuzzi?
There is bubbling in the back, which means I'm in a laboratory.
A laboratory, I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Right. I'm developing other weapons as we speak.
Okay, other than the chili grenade, what else?
Well, have you ever had the feeling that you left your iron or perhaps your pilot light on?
The iron, yeah, I have done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
actually.
The pilot light is supposed to stay on.
Yeah.
It's very distracting. Good point.
I mean, like, if it's off, you have a problem with the pilot
yeah,
light.
Omar liked that one.
Wait, Omar's with you?
Yes, right. Omar Sripranhampa is my assistant here in the
What's
in the
his last name?
Sripranhampa.
Okay.
All right, well, let's just stick with the iron then. So what happens? We leave our iron on at home, and then what?
It's very distracting. You can't fight that way.
Right.
I made a bomb that makes you believe that.
You made a bomb, so
yes.
that if I'm a soldier,
you're a crazy terrorist, and you've come to you say, "I hate you, Muslims. I'm going to bomb you." But did I leave that iron on? I don't know. And then you run away, and you probably call someone or go back to your house.
Have you tested that one?
No, it's only in developmental stages.
I see. Okay.
Along with my underwear is crammed up my ass. Bomb.
Now,
have you ever had that feeling all day?
Oh, yeah.
A certain pair of underwear you wear, it's like just a little bit. You're like, is it crammed up my ass or is it not?
Right.
You have to keep reaching down, but you don't want to do it in public.
Right.
So you go to the bathroom.
Right.
And then you check your underwear crammed up your ass. It's impossible to fight that way.
Right, but
yeah,
how,
you can't fight if you got a wedgie, sure.
How are you making a bomb that makes me think that I have a wedgie?
That's a secret.
Okay. Get that away.
What about the bomb that makes you feel like you've got a piece of food stuck in your teeth, but you just can't get it out? So you spend all day with your tongue playing with it in the back of your mouth.
I do hate that.
That's terrible, right, Lisa May?
It is.
Lisa May, it's terrible.
It's awful.
Yes, and you can't get it out, and you don't have a toothpick handy. And you just keep playing with it and playing with it and playing it with your tongue. And then perhaps when no one's looking, you bite your fingernail or get something that you can poke through to try to get it out.
Sure.
And you spend all day, you're consumed.
Right.
Try to battle like that.
I think you have solved the world. On terror. Well done, Doctor.
Thank you.
We have Kevin Amin, token blacklister Anel, who's going to be joining us later in the hour for a showbiz report. We're letting anyone fill in for Ralph Garman. That's what's going on this week. All I know is it's getting awfully dark in here. Somebody, please, mess with the lights. I'm having trouble reading the email here. You can send any of us an email. We have all of our addresses up at kevinamin.com. We do enjoy hearing from you. Frankly, you're a lot smarter than we are, and we get a lot of emails on topics that we talk about on the show, and then we go, wow, if we'd have had that information at the time we were talking about it, we wouldn't have sounded so damn foolish. Here's one, for instance, from Ryan, who works for the census. Now, Kevin, you were out last week. We were talking about all the people who would not fill out their census. A lot of people think, hey, this information is going to somehow be used against me. The government's going to put me on some sort of a list, or they're going to put me in a camp.
Paranoia. I love the paranoia. That's the best.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So Ryan writes in, guys, I've been listening to you since 1993. Now that I live in Oakland, I catch you on the podcast, which is a few days later. I work at the census as an enumerator, which is just a fancy word for people counter. I wanted to add a few facts to help your listeners out, because for the love of God, based on what I heard the other day, they need it. Number one, Title 13 protects all census info from being shared with any other federal bureau.
Yeah,
in
that's
fact,
just
your
exactly what I'd expect them to say.
Your information cannot be made public for 72 years. Number two, while on the job, if you see any illegal activity, we are legally required to ignore it. Now, that's interesting to me. If a census worker shows up at your house and, you know, you answer the door, you got the meth lab cooking behind you.
Awesome.
They can't do anything about it? Do you think that's...
I invite him in, I take my clothes off first, and then I hit the bong. And what
Number
are they going to do?
You don't even have to give us your real name. You can write the Duke of Tarzana for all we care. As long as three of the first five questions are answered, we consider that a completed form and we can hand it in. Your birthday, sex, and race can be fake too. Just answer the questions you can. Number four, each person counted is worth $1,400 in federal funding for the state. With California in a huge deficit, we really need this funding.
Yeah,
that's the
do.
Point that I was making last week, is fill out the census just because it's going to cost you money if you don't, because if you don't fill it out, the government has to pay to start sending more people over to your house and calling you at home and doing all that
and
stuff.
And if they don't get you, we don't get the money.
Exactly.
But wait, let me back up one step. You can lie about everything. What's the point?
Just about the number of people in your house. That's really
that's all they
need. A number of bodies.
Yeah,
that's all they
how
care
we
about.
Get paid.
Do the bodies have to be alive?
Number five, the census does not care about your residency status. We will not call INS or Homeland Security. And finally, at night we count homeless people living under the freeways, and we put fake names down for all of them. I've counted James Brown, Barbara Streisand, and my personal favorite so far, Gordon Lightfoot.
All
so
right.
There you go. There's Ryan, a hardworking census employee.
They just did that last night in downtown. They were counting homeless people.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
My question has always been, it seems like they know how many people there are. Because if they don't get the right number back, then they go, oh, we have to go out to those homes because we have a different number that we know. If you know, don't send out a census. What's
well,
the point
no,
of the whole thing?
I think what happens is they count up how many residences there are. A few months ago, they go around and look at all the houses, and then they start comparing to see if they got paperwork back from each of those houses. And if they don't, that's when they go on the warpath.
All right, so everybody just write down 10 people in your house.
That's the way. That's a good idea, by the way. That's where all the money comes in.
And make up a Mexican last name.
I like it.
And they'll buy it. All right. Hey, guys, I would like to hear Kristen Stewart and Dick Cheney go on a date.
Wow.
That's not a bad idea for an instant request sometime in the future. I'm sure those two bubbly personalities will have a lot of fascinating things to talk about. Thanks, Kevin from Cyprus.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Brian in the LBC, also a Kevin Amin podcast listener, he said, I heard you guys talking about blacking out while drinking. Well, I got a keg for my son's baby shower. As soon as I picked it up and put it on ice, I started drinking at 7 o'clock on an empty stomach. Then someone said, hey, let's drink some shots of Jack Daniels. Yep. I woke up the next morning to be told that we had opened gifts, had cake, played games. I didn't remember any of it. All of my wife's family was there, all of my friends and my family. I had passed out in the driveway. The only reason I know anything about it is what they told me, and someone took pictures of me faced out of the driveway in a puddle of puke. I still don't remember it. We're getting ready to celebrate my son's first birthday party. I guess it's time to get another keg.
Yep.
Keep up the great work, Brian.
Keg it up.
God.
That's awesome. You think he would like try to sneak away like to the bedroom and just, oh, I'm not feeling well or something. Face down in the driveway. That's the best way. Kevin and Bean, I'm sending this to both of you. You know what would be freaking amazing? If you gave me Green Day AFI tickets, doing that promotion right now to see Green Day and AFI, which would be awesome.
What does it work if they do that?
Yes.
If they just email you?
I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. this week, which is my spring freaking break, just so that I can catch all the opportunities to win. Katie, no. Thanks for writing.
Yeah. And finally, for me, here's Tim, who made the mistake of following my advice. Somebody was complaining last week, Kevin, I think you were out, about how tired he is of having to say bless you in his office every time somebody screams. He's like, even if sneezes. Even if somebody sneezes 20 times, you have to say bless you after every time. That's just protocol. And it was driving him crazy.
Right.
So I advise, do what I do, which is when somebody sneezes, you say, stop it.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right?
Yeah,
that's
that
how
works.
Handle it.
That works well. When Lisa sneezes...
Can't think of anything more annoying than Bean does, honestly.
And here's the thing about Bean, though. He commits.
Yeah, he won't.
Lisa
he won't
sneezes
stop.
Kind of a lot.
I do.
Comparatively. And he says that every time. Stop it! Every time.
Well, Tim writes in, hey, thanks a lot, Bean. My 5-year-old daughter sneezed 3 times this morning. I said, bless you the first 2 times. And then I said, stop it the 3rd time. It really hurt her feelings. Way to go, a-hole. I'm sorry, Tim. You should know better than to take any advice from me. Come on.
Bean is the saint a-hole on the show. He's the top of the line. You don't take any advice from him. And by the way, don't take advice from us either. We're just Yahoo DJs. What are you thinking? But good work. We'll take a quick break and come back on the Kevin and Bean
Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Second annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness is this Saturday night at the Gibson Amphitheater in Los Angeles, California. Jimmy Kimmel will be there. Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, can't wait to see him, by the way. His HBO special was so funny. Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones. Unfortunately, Kevin Smith, who had originally deemed to honor us with his presence, got a new movie. Mr. Smith's not going to be able to join us on Saturday night, which I'm very bummed out about.
Yeah.
But he does send greetings anyway.
And by the way, if you'd like to buy tickets, they always do this production holds where they have a few tickets that are kind of on the side. Maybe they're blocked from seeing the stage, so they don't sell them immediately. They're going to sell some of those today at 1.
Oh, great. Oh,
wow. Ticketmaster, you go to Ticketmaster at 1 o'clock today, you can buy those. But right now you can also win them with a little game we like to call
Big Boob Small Brain. Miss Cleo has Big Boob Small Brain because she can't spell. Small brain. She's lucky she has double D's. Big boob, small brain. It's time for her spelling bee.
Be glad you have boobs.
Should be a spelling D, by the way.
Hey!
Miss Cleo, how are you, sweetheart?
Good, thank you.
She loves this game. I'm telling you, she's so happy right now.
Here's the thing. Kevin and I are already bad enough on the radio, but when we have to translate what's up on the screen about the callers on hold from, into English from whatever Miss Cleo has put up there, it does add a little bit of a roadblock for us every morning. I mean, how many times have you heard us on this show say, all right, caller on line 5, his name is Booby. Hey, Booby. And he'll go, it's Bobby. I mean, that's all because of Miss Cleo.
Yeah, that happened this week. So we look at it, we go, it can't be Booby. No possible way is the guy's name Booby. But what are we supposed to do with that?
Mock me.
Remember when Jesse James chatted?
He did chat. He did chat on Sandra Bullock. That's
you don't want to chat on a woman.
So here's the way the game is played. We've got a selection of words in front of us, and we are going to go to each of you on the phone, the callers that are on hold, and we're just going to tell you what the word is, and you're going to guess whether Miss Cleo is going to be able to spell it or not. And if you guess correctly, it doesn't matter which way you go, but if you happen to be right, then your name goes in the drawing. Lisa will give you tickets at the end of the bit. So why don't we start with contestant number 1 and see how it goes here, shall we?
All right. Let's begin with Shane. Hi, Shane.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Shane, you heard how the game is played. Listen up. I'm going to choose, for starters here, I'm going to choose a word that Miss Cleo did misspell earlier this week, and let's see how she does with another opportunity to spell the word awesome. What do you think? Will she be able to spell the word awesome?
No.
All right.
You say no. Miss Cleo?
A-W-S-O-M-E.
All right. Congratulations, Shane. You are in the drawing to win the tickets.
Big boom, small brain.
I knew Shane wasn't going to get that right.
It's A-W-E-S-O-M-E, so.
That would have
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, most of them make sense. All right, let's go with Rick. Hello, Rick.
What's up?
Welcome to the game.
All right, Rick, will Miss Cleo be able to spell the word beggar? How about beggar? What do you think?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
You say no. All right, Miss Cleo.
No.
B-E-G-G-E-R?
No, I'm so sorry. Nice try, though. It's A-R at the end. Rick, congratulations. You're in the drawing as well.
Be glad you have boobs.
Let's go to Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
How's it going?
All right, Aaron, listen up. How about the word genius? Will Miss Cleo be able to spell the word genius, ironically, of course?
No.
Nope. All right.
You say no. All right.
Genius.
Mm-hmm.
G-E-N-I-O-U-S?
Oh, so
you
close.
Were close.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Nice try, though.
Be glad you have boobs.
I think it's funny that Aaron's name is misspelled on our phone screener.
Could be. Could be. You never know. A-R-O-N. Usually there's
two It's unlikely. It is unlikely.
All right.
Usually there's two A's,
two
by
A's,
the way.
Yeah.
We're going to Gaga can't spell. That's what you get. All right, let's go with Pedro. Hi, Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro.
What's up? What's going on?
All right, Pedro, are you enjoying the game as much as Miss Cleo is at this point?
Very much.
All right, listen up. Will Miss Cleo be able to spell the word Britain? Britain, as in Great Britain, the country.
I'm going to say yes.
You say yes.
All right. Okay.
A bold move.
All right, we ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
B-R-I-T-T-A-N? Oh,
I. Be glad you have boobs.
Not even, no?
No.
You're close. It's B-R-I-T-A-I-N. But let's do one more.
But so he said yes, so he's gone,
so
right?
He's gone.
Okay,
sorry, Pedro.
That's what happens when you put your faith in Miss Cleo.
Richard, hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
All right, let me see. Last word. Let's try salary, Richard. Will Miss Cleo be able to spell the word salary?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, come on, Cleo. Come on.
I had salary for lunch yesterday. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Trying to throw her off. She's writing. What are you composing? Are you writing an entire essay about it? Just spell it.
S-A-L. This is not right. E-R-Y?
No, I'm so sorry.
Be glad you have boobs.
He said yes also, by the way. So the two guys that said yes are the only two guys who are not in the drawing. Let's find out who wins tickets for this Saturday night. Sold out, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Aaron is our winner.
Aaron, A-R-O-N?
Yeah, that guy.
Congratulations.
Good job, Aaron.
Fancy Pants section, which is right up front for April Foolishness.
Awesome.
We will see you on Saturday night. Thanks for playing the game.
Big boobs, small brain.
Be glad you have boobs.
All right, it's a new world. Ever since we elected a black man president, Anel Rivers, token black listener of the Kevin DeBean Show, has started demanding ever more of our time and his piece of the show. And he's here today to claim about 8 minutes as the showbiz beat continues. How are you, Anel?
I'm doing very, very well, Bean. How you doing today, fellas?
Well, You do something a little different when you do the showbiz beat, right?
Yeah, see, I don't particularly care for the whole cameras and, you know, the whole, yeah.
It's kind of a paparazzi. Paparazzi?
Nah, man, my people are taught not to trust, man. Okay. You know what I mean? That's
so
how
you don't
we
want
roll.
That?
Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? When we get to the hood, man, we holler. You know what I'm saying? We holler about showbiz. So,
okay.
You know, I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you got my girl holler ready and we can go ahead and get on.
Holla!
That's what I'm talking about.
So that's what we're going to use instead of the sound effects.
Instead of the sound effects.
And that, by the way, just for people who don't know, is Bean.
That is Bean.
Holla!
That is Bean's O-face. So now, as we get into the show, what's going on? Good morning, Los Angeles. It's your man, Anel Rivers, a.k.a. Young Kardashian Bait. Yeah, that's right. You tie a rope around my waist and throw me in the club. I come back with a thick-ass Armenian for you, no doubt. So, yo, hey, man, what's going on with all these girls being single? I hear Kim broke up with Reggie.
Or the other way around, yes.
Now Heidi's about to be single. And sure. Spencer, man, I'm telling you, I need to get me a snow bunny. It's rabbit season. Let's go. So check this out, fellas. I want to do something a little different today. You know, I like to throw a little spin on everything. So basically what we're going to do is I'm going to do a little something dedicated to all of our gay and lesbian Kevin and Bean listeners that get overlooked in our little dog and pony show.
Okay.
So today is going to be the show biz busy, but this is going to be the hey edition.
Okay.
So, just to make sure, I want to make sure we're on the same page here. I have a theme here. Let's start out with my man, O.J. Simpson.
Girl, holla.
So. Word has, my man OJ is doing a little time up at Lovelock. Yeah, that's a great name for a prison.
Sure.
Lovelock Correctional Center in Nevada. Now, OJ has always been a ladies' man. And believe it or not, they do have ladies in prison.
In that prison?
Yeah, in every prison. There are ladies in prison.
Well, I know that.
Separate, though.
Usually they're separate.
No.
What
these aren't. We're not thinking of ladies like flowers and pretty girls. No,
right.
No. I'm thinking of men who might particularly lack other men.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so this is.
The guys who act like ladies.
Exactly.
Got it.
They call these ladies the girls.
Okay.
So rumor has it that O.J. Simpson has been pounding around with the girls, and they call him Daddy Juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's his nickname.
Oh, I want to be Daddy Juice so bad.
I am so mad that my rap name is not Daddy Juice. In a jail, there are certain things that a man needs that he can't get necessarily on the inside.
Right.
He might need his underwear washed. You know what I'm saying? He might need his clothes and laundry done. He might need a little back massage.
Sure.
Maybe a little PT. You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me see if I understand, though. So he's one of them, or he's...
No.
He uses their services.
Nah, man, he's Daddy Juice, man. You know what I'm saying? He's cock of the walk. No pun intended.
All right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's basically what's going down with OJ. So I know you're down for a couple of years, OJ. I just want to say, keep your head up and your ass down.
Yeah.
Always good
that
advice.
That is the way to do it.
Girl, holla! Next up, I got a little story here about my man Usher. My man Usher Raymond.
Yeah, you mean Usher?
No, Usher.
Usher. I don't know.
Usher. No. See, y'all pronouncing it wrong. See,
who's Usher?
No, Usher.
Yeah.
Is the white people. That's how y'all pronounce it.
Oh, but we're talking about the same guy.
Same guy. Usher?
His name is Usher. Y'all didn't know?
No.
Well, now knowing is half the battle.
Is Urkel Urkel?
No. No.
Urkel Urkel?
That's a good question.
That is a valid question.
Urkel's Urkel. Making up down.
No. Urkel is Urkel.
Well, how many people do you know that their name was you? You know what I'm saying? So we just Usher is Usher.
All right, Usher.
So apparently, Usher's got a little new song out that's with a rapper named Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And the song is dedicated to threesomes.
Okay.
I think we might have stumbled upon something here greater than I Want to Get You Pregnant. Okay, let me read you a little.
Wow.
Yeah, let me read you a little excerpt now. I have to edit, of course, here, because FCC. Well,
sure.
Thanks, Janet. So basically, it's like this. The hook to the song goes, if you're effing with me, really effing with me, you going to get some girls and bring them to me. If you're effing with me, really effing with me, you let her put your hands in her pants and be my little freak.
All right.
I would like to make that the new black national anthem.
I'd like to make the new white national anthem. Cover everyone.
I would like to dedicate, I would like to have Usher perform at all basketball games and step shows and open with that song.
He has said that he's addicted to threesomes. Is that him?
Yeah. You know,
me too.
Usher's going through some things with his wife.
Usher.
I was trying to make sure we understand something.
Okay, Usher's speaking our language.
I'm trying to speak the King's English. Yeah. Usher is going through some things with his wife right now. You know, they got divorced. And, you know, you can understand as a man who's been tied down for all of 2 years.
Sure.
I mean, that's like a lifetime.
He's busting out.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I mean, that's the hell he's been through. Girl, holla. Next up, I got a little something here, you know, that kind of caught my eye here. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Total Nonstop Action Wrestling Network. You know, they got a little league there, you know, kind of like WWE and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not familiar with that particular one.
You're not familiar with TNA? Yeah, they're a good wrestling association. Well, okay. TNA Wrestling has just debuted their first openly gay wrestler.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
He is a very, 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 very large black man.
Okay.
And his name is Orlando Jordan. Mm-hmm. And Orlando Jordan basically is the, like I said, the first openly, you know, gay character in wrestling. And he's quoted here as saying that he hopes this opens new avenues for other gay men in wrestling. Pause.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you know, nothing against Orlando. I hope he does very, very well. I wrestled in high school, actually.
Yeah.
In your day. Yeah. There are some very sexy pictures on the internet there. If you look them up.
Sure.
Yeah. My Facebook page. But yeah, I just, you know, I can honestly say that, you know, as somebody who wrestled, and I really wish that I'd been able to wrestle women.
Of course.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So I just like to say more power to Orlando.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For getting his little reach around on. Go for what you know, big boy.
Listen, there's a lot of wrestling between heterosexuals that looks supremely gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you have to understand it's a sport about domination.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to take another man and turn him on his back against his will.
Yeah, well.
You know.
There you go. Mike knows all about that, right?
See, that's what I do.
Holla!
And, you know, I got one last story. I was not so much a story, just a thought. I was thinking about Ricky Martin. You know, I guess he came out as a confirmed homosexual.
Made an announcement that he's homosexual.
Awesome.
Shocker.
Congratulate. Yeah, really. I never saw that coming. But I started to think to myself, how awesome must it have been to be a gay Latino teenager in Menudo? You know what I mean? I mean, you're getting dressed in the locker room, and you look over, and there's Ricardo oiling himself up, and Marco's trying on his new white suit and pants.
Sure.
And it'd be like me being in the Pussycat Dolls. You know what I'm saying? Nicole, you need some help with that, baby. I got you. Let me go ahead and spin that around for you.
That is good times
for
him.
Zip you up, you know?
Until he turned 14 and got kicked out.
Well,
or however it works.
Hey, that's okay, though, but think about it. He had the age until he got kicked out, and hey, bro, let me tell you something. Nothing ever leaves a spank bank, my friend.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's true.
Good point.
And it's permanent.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Girl, holla!
And of course, we got our showbiz birthdays here, celebrity birthdays. I got my man, Christopher Walken.
Oh,
he's 67 years old. And, you know, I do an excellent Christopher Walken impression.
Nope. You do?
Yeah, I
nope.
do. Yeah, I do.
I doubt it.
I do. I can only do one line, though.
All right, let's hear
and
it.
It's this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass.
Not quite.
Here's the thing about that. The words were right.
Hey, you know, I haven't quite got that Tribeca accent down. I'm working on that one.
Work on that.
And we've got actress Rhea Perlman. She's 62 years old. And, you know, whenever I got to go to the doctor and get a physical, I always picture her and Danny DeVito having sex and make sure there's no accidents.
Good idea for
the nurse there. Former Vice President Al Gore. He's 62 years old. And he gave us the internet and global warming.
So thanks a lot for that.
Thank you for that. Guitarist Angus Young of AC/DC is 55 years old and still wears boy shorts.
He does.
That is awesome, man. I'm not familiar with this name. I guess her name is Jessica. Is it Zor? Cesar, S-Z-O-R.
Cesar.
Okay, white people, stop putting random consonants in your last names, all right? Look, there's no need for a Z after the S. If it had been S-O-H-R, I would have been able to pronounce it Sore. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, where the hell does the Z come from?
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
What is that for?
I'm not sure you as a black man should be attacking white names, though.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I mean, I have a perfectly American name. Okay? Anel Rivers?
Right.
It's like apple pie and baseball,
but
man.
But you spell Rivers with an S and a T and a Z.
I spell Rivers with three Zs and a Q.
Okay.
Just to make sure we're clear on that. And we've got actor Ewan McGregor. He's 39 years old. And I got a little personal beef with Ewan. I hate everybody with the passion that participated in that bastardizing of Star Wars. I don't want to even get into it right now. We'll talk off air about it.
All right.
And rapper Tony Yayo was 32. God, have you ever seen Tony Yayo?
Yeah.
This man has lived a hard 32 years.
He was 32 when I was born, by the way.
By the way, is there a better name for a black guy than Tony Yayo?
There is not.
Well, anyway, that's your man, Anel Rivers, a.k.a. Young Kardashian, your bait with the Showbiz Busy. Girl, holla!
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited. I may be the only one, but I'm very excited about new Jack Johnson music. It is called You and Your Heart, and we'll be playing it for you next, right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Am I alone in liking Jack Johnson? I
no,
feel a little weenie
no,
for saying funny. That, but I'm a huge fan of his.
Well, you're a weenie for a lot of reasons, but he does really good music, and the key to him is that if you go to a Jack Johnson show, that is where the hottest girls in the world congregate. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's coming up next. New Jack Johnson on the way from the Kevin DeBean Show.
First, a new feature. 911 is a joke.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
There are so many of these now. There are so many 911 calls. Because now they put them up pretty much. Bean spent his entire day yesterday going through 911.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And here my whole thing. I believe very strongly, in fact, that 911 calls should not be released to
the
public. I think it's a horrible invasion of the privacy of the people who are involved in the calls, except when it's really funny, in which case then they should say, okay, I don't care how bad it makes this person look who called 911, let's go ahead and release it. And the beautiful thing about living in 2010 is they all end up on YouTube, and that's why it's so much fun to spend your afternoon listening to their calls.
So we have a section at kevinandbean.com. Go there, click on 911 as a joke. And then you can see all one after another. They're just fantastic. The first one, I'm sure you've heard the woman in the Burger King ordering a burger, and then they're not getting it right. So she calls 911.
Jack Hartman, how can I help you? Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente. I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. She gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right.
Okay, so she calls 911. That one goes on and on and on and on. And finally, the operator says, ma'am, do you want me to send a police car over so they can make you a hamburger right? Like, she's just out of her mind. She can't even get her head around this.
It's amazing, the patience. And we've had 911 operators on the show as guests before. We've done an Ask a 911 Operator. The patience that they show. I mean, would you snap the first 20 seconds in that job?
Oh, I would be so fired.
But yes. You
know, here's the thing. I would either get fired for being rude, or I would play with that woman all day. I would go, all right, so what is it? You need pickles? Is that it, pickles? I mean,
I'm writing this down, ma'am.
Right. I mean, and it would go on for 15 minutes, and then I'd get in trouble because 3 other people died. So either way, I'd get fired. This next one is a 4-year-old who is doing math homework.
Okay.
And needs help. So what do you do?
911 emergency.
Yeah, I need some help.
What's the matter?
With my math.
With your mouth?
No, with my math.
He thought they said mouth because he's a 911 operator, so why
Sure, of course.
No, I need help with my math.
I have to do it. 5 take away 5.
5 take away 5. And how much do you think that is?
No, he helps.
5. Johnny, what are you doing?
Mom. It's her mother. Yeah. Hey, Mom, how about helping him with his math? So he doesn't have to call 911. So cute. And the operator started helping.
That is so.
What do you think 5 take away 5 is?
I love that.
How great is that?
Awesome.
We played this, I believe, earlier in the week. A woman called 911 on herself for drunk driving.
Yeah.
This
called
is pretty great.
On herself. Sounds like it's a guy, but it isn't. It's a woman. Mm-hmm. And she's telling them that there's a drunk driver that she wants to report.
Clark 2911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Okay, are you behind them or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Okay, so you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
How great is that?
You know, most people aren't that motivated with the drunk. I have to applaud her for taking that step.
Why would she do that?
Because she's a dancer.
Yeah, why not just pull over if you recognize your drunk? Exactly.
It's so weird that somebody would do that. We have come to depend on electricity. And it's been a long time since people have not had electricity. Like, for example, this woman in her car, everything is electric. It's all computerized and everything else. So she locks herself in her car, and she can't figure out how to get out. And it's starting to get hot, and she's starting to feel bad. So she calls 911. This is our new feature. 911 is a joke. Go to kevinandbean.com to see these.
What's the address of the emergency?
I'm locked inside my car. Nothing electrical works, and it's getting very hot in here. And I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door?
I'm trying. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes. I got the door open.
Okay.
All right, so she called because she couldn't get out because the electrical part of the car wasn't working.
And it never occurred to
her. Didn't occur to her to reach over and pull the handle.
Isn't that awesome? Every once in a while, I just rented a car in Mexico last week, and it didn't have power windows. And it took me a second to remember, oh, yeah, there's a way to manually lower windows. For just a second, I was thinking, what do I do now? But I think I could have figured out a way out of any car, even if it were locked.
Every race has a group of people that embarrass them. Where you go, I wish those people weren't a part of my race.
They weren't representing
every
me.
Race has them. You know, black people have them, Asian people. Every race has the dumbasses that make them look stupid. This is the white guy, and he needs a bambulance, as he says, because he hit a deer. And he's at the mother effing payphone. And this is just gold.
I need a bambulance. Who is this? A dude. Okay. Where do you need us? I'm in my phone booth. Let me tell you what, I'm going down to my...
All right, so he says, where do you need it? Meaning the location. The guy says, I'm in a mother effing phone booth.
It doesn't help.
Like the guy's supposed to, we'll just meet
Joe
you.
Joe in a phone booth.
Right.
Let's go.
Now he starts describing what happened. He's driving down the effing road.
I was driving my car, minding my own goddamn business, and a motherfucking deer jumped out and hit my car.
All right, so a deer jumped out and hit his car.
Okay.
Right. I get out and pick the motherfucking deer up. I thought he was dead. I put the deer in my back seat, and I'm driving down the road and minding my own business. The woke up and bit me in the back of my goddamn neck. I'm in my phone booth.
All right, so the deer wasn't dead, woke up in the back seat of his car, got up, and bit him in the neck.
Yeah.
And now he's giving the operator again the information that he's at a mother effing phone booth.
The deer bit me in the neck. A big mother dog came up and bit me in the leg. I hit him with the mother tire iron and I stabbed him with my knife. So I got a hurt leg and a mother deer.
Okay, so the deer is alive but bit him in the neck. And then he stopped at the mother effing phone booth to make the call. And then a dog came up to try and get, I guess, a wild dog or maybe who knows what it was, and attacked him at the phone booth.
So this guy's having a bad day.
So now he's fighting off the dog because the dog wants to get at the deer. And now, so he's got two wild animals going, right?
Bit me in the neck. And the deer and the dog wanted me out of the phone booth.
Yeah, wanted him out of the phone booth. The dog was not happy with him being in the phone booth. So there's that guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a fan. B, we don't have time to do this.
This guy hallucinates.
I know. We got so many great
ones. Let's take a break and come back.
Okay.
Because
you can't stop.
I'm unwilling to not play some of these.
Yes.
Including the cop that calls 911 because he is high and thinks he's going to die.
Well, that I understand.
Right. But he's a cop. So we'll continue with this in just a minute on the Kevin and B.
Again, that's new from Jack Johnson. You and Your Heart is what it's called. The album is going to be called To the Sea, out on June 1st. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. It's our new feature, really making a big impact today, called 911 is a Joke.
Insert music here.
Wish
I had it.
I was expecting that.
I had it. Sorry, no, that's my bad. We have a lot of 911 calls, and we just love them so much.
They're the best.
The really bad, dumb ones. The next one is a woman who is calling because her mailman is on her floor of her house. He's laying on the floor of her house.
Well, that seems legit.
That's what you need to know.
What was that, man?
Okay, now
what?
It's really hard to understand her, so I'm gonna help.
All right.
I gave him a scratch ticket.
Like he's just in shock, man.
No, he won $200,000.
He won $200,000 with the scratch.
Fainted?
With the scratch ticket.
Fainted? No, but my friend.
She smacked the out of him with a frying pan and took it back because it was worth $200,000.
So here, have this scratch ticket as long as it's worthless. Right. Oh, wait, it's a winner? Here, give me back.
And of course he didn't, so
she frying with pan.
Frying pan.
By the way, you hear the frying pan like four times.
Oh, yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Sounds
like
him.
An episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The first time I saw this next one, I thought, we have a charity for abused women and children. Domestic violence, not funny.
Yeah.
Mother Wants to Kill Her Son, however. I listened to it, and it's so cartoonish. This woman is so angry at her 15-year-old son that she calls 911 to say, I'm going to kill him if you don't send someone over right now.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
And
well,
she is out of her effing mind.
Tell me what's going on. My son is disrespectful. I need an officer out here before I be committing a 187, because I'm about to kill this little bitch.
Ma'am, how old is your son?
He's 15. And
what?
I need help, and if I don't get it, I'm going to kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucking officer out here, I'm going to be blood splatter. Every motherfucker going to be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house.
So she's got a hammer. And there's going to be an O.J. Simpson in this mother effing house.
Did she say she was going to commit a 187?
Yes,
she did.
Yes.
I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'm going to commit to beat his mother ass, and I hope you recorded every thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick of tired of this mother.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Monica Wilson. I brought him in this mother world. I'll take his mother ass out.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
She hangs up. Now, I don't know what happened, and I'm just going to take for granted for my own peace of mind that it went well, that everything is fine.
Wow.
There's no problems. And finally, a guy calls 911 because he's OD'd on marijuana. Now, so far, as far as I understand, that's not possible.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, you can be really, really baked, but nah, you can't hurt yourself, really, OD'ing on marijuana, right?
Cameron Heights Emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose, and so is my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
I think we're dead. I think we're dead, he said. That guy was a cop, by
the
way.
That's the best part.
P.S., that guy was a cop.
Oh.
Go to KevinandBean.com. 911 is a joke.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking. Yo,
you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. We've been trying to get to it all week, but we've been very busy. But in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to be looking for your stories if you've ever been involved in a sperm exchange to make a baby. Okay? On purpose, I mean.
Right.
Somebody that you weren't involved with. Somebody you weren't having sex with. A friend, perhaps, or a relative. So that's what we're going to be looking for in about 20 minutes, because Psycho Mike has the opportunity. He wants to say no. I'm saying, hold on.
Yeah, don't.
Let's find out
so fast.
Let's find out some more information. Let's find out what kind of cash is involved. Let's find out, what kind of experiences other people have had when they've decided to impregnate a friend as a favor. So that'll be coming up in about 20 minutes, plus the Showbiz Beat in about 10, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
How many times have we talked about people that are rude in theaters and how much they drive you crazy?
A lot, because they are, and they do.
Because they make noise, and they text, they talk on their phone, they talk to each other.
It's unbelievable.
We've done phone topics where people get in fights because so-and-so.
I almost did.
Lisa almost got in a fight. What does that mean, almost got in a fight?
Bad.
So they always tell you at the beginning, turn off your phones, everything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so over the weekend, I went to Hot Tub Time Machine.
Great movie. Mm-hmm.
But I had broken my phone, so I went and got a new one. And I got the Droid.
Oh, all right.
Now, that's supposed to be a neat phone, yeah.
It is. It's a little counterintuitive to every other phone, though. Like, if you're used to telephones, then you get this one. You think you kind of do the same stuff, but it's not exactly the same. So it's a little more difficult to figure out.
Okay.
Got it on the way to the movie. Sat down, turned it off, I thought. So,
uh-oh. You're about to be that guy.
So I'm sitting in the movie theater.
Something weird's going on.
And I'm watching Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
And I hear,
Droid.
I love your hair.
And I think, what is happening?
I have a question.
And then I hear,
Droid.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, oh, that's my phone. Oh, no, that's my phone. I thought I turned it off.
Yeah.
So now I pulled it out of my pocket. I said, I got to figure out how to turn it off. I thought it was off, but it isn't off.
Droid.
Now it's louder.
Droid.
Now it's louder.
It gets louder?
Here's what I didn't understand. Here's what I didn't understand is that when that was how the setting that comes from the store is that every time you get a new message, that's the sounder. I had like 21 messages saved and didn't realize it.
Oh,
so I got in the movie theater and it was just. And then it just kept happening and kept happening and kept happening. And I couldn't figure out how to turn it off. And it's pretty big. And it makes a lot of light.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm putting it under my leg. And I'm trying to like, well, how
I
do
think I'd be sitting on it.
How do I turn it off? I was trying to fit, the bottom. I was like,
oh, no, I'm getting more messages. I'm sorry, people.
I hate you.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I'm sorry. I don't know how to stop it. And it just kept happening.
21 times.
Yeah, and I was pushing like on the bottom right, which is how I turned off my last one. It turns out it's the top right, and I didn't know where the button was, and I couldn't get it to stop.
Who's that guy? Did someone punch you?
Yeah, what was that? What were the other people doing after the second droid?
Probably yelling, shut up.
It was 2 minutes before I realized I'm not going to be able to stop this. I need to get up and leave.
Well, that's what I was waiting for. That would be my first inclination is I've got to get this ticking time bomb out of this room.
It kept happening and happening.
And I think you had a big theater full of people.
Of course. It was Hot Tub Time Machine. Everybody was laughing, and here I am.
Not anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people. I don't know what to do. So I finally ran outside and silenced it and
flushed it down the toilet, I hope.
And bought a ticket to another movie.
So you're that guy. Yeah, you were too embarrassed to go back into your theater, right?
So I had to buy that movie twice so that I could go see it with people who weren't going to kill me.
Yeah, good idea.
So sorry to everyone that was in the theater.
I tell you what, you ought to go to prison.
Yeah. Exactly, sir.
Sorry to everyone.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. In for Ralph Garman. It's Kevin and Bean with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. I guess it's not enough to apologize and say, I'm sorry I had sex with all those women, honey, anymore. If you take a page out of the Tiger Woods playbook and now Jesse James, you've got to go to rehab. That's the way you get your woman back, is you go to rehab, you rehabilitate your image because you say, look, it wasn't my fault I fell into all those women. I got a problem. I got a medical problem that needs to be dealt with by doctors.
Do you start with, it was my fault that I fell? Do you start with, I tripped a lot?
I think you try that.
Just unfortunate placement of women?
It's not my fault that they were laying right there, honey, when I fell.
What was I supposed to do?
It is official. It has been confirmed that Jesse James is in rehab, a place called Sierra Tucson in Arizona. They specialize in drug, alcohol, and sex addiction, as well as other disorders. By the way, Jesse James, as you know, is having a crappy month.
Yeah.
On his way to rehab, according to TMZ.com, he got pulled over by the CHP for driving without a front license plate and driving with tinted windows.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Two lame reasons to pull someone over, by the way.
Yep.
But Jesse has just got to be thinking, what now, right? I'm trying to put my life back together. See, this is what happens when that bitch Sandra Bullock ruins your whole life. Am I right about that?
It was Sandra's fault.
You know how this is different, though? This is weird to me, but I always thought of guys like Tiger, oh, what a loser, you know, he threw away everything, blah, blah, blah. Jesse, I think, is a great guy.
I know.
I really, really like him. Everything about him except for maybe this thing.
Right.
It's not as easy to just dismiss him as a loser because he's a great guy, but
I know.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
Well,
yeah.
it doesn't fit at all, and I was being serious a couple weeks ago when the story broke that I said I was really hurt. I mean, I took it personally. This one, I usually don't care that much about the celebrities. This one, I really felt bad because I like both of these people so much, and of course, we've had Jesse on the show for years, and I just think I have always thought he's a real cool guy.
Sorry, got a message.
Anyway, it is official. No word on, of course, they're not admitting exactly what he's in for. We could guess, and exactly how long he'll be there and how this is going to play into him, you know, rehabilitating his public image and trying to get his wife back. But, of course, we wish him the best.
Looky here. There's no excuse for him to cheat on his wife and to break her heart. That's wrong no matter what. But the bottom line is that Jesse James had a baby with Janine Lindenmuller and came from a world where of hot rods and tattooed broads and he was jacking figure skaters' Porsches when he was a teenager. This is for him to transition into the world of being married to an A-list celebrity. It just didn't make sense. He's doing what he does. This is him as a person.
I had this exact argument with a friend who insisted that people who have lots of tattoos and work on cars generally just do these kinds of things. And I said,
no,
I bet
dumb.
You there's 10,
of course,
10
no.
for
that's
every Jesse
dumb.
James.
But Mike's saying Jesse James grew up a certain way.
He's doing what he does. This is Jesse James as a guy. Tiger Woods is a guy who never had any exposure to trashy broads in his life, then had $500 million and is the most recognizable guy on the planet. So he's going to go hog wild. Jesse James has been doing this his entire life.
No, but at some point he stopped being the kid who carjacked people and built up a really good business. I mean, we met him.
He
seemed very...
But while he was building up this really big business, he was banging lots of tattooed women and making babies with porn stars. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't get married at, 25.
Like, I'm not trying to make excuses.
It sounds like
he's doing what he does. This is his deal. You know, it's hard for him to... I probably differentiate between being married to a certain woman now where it's, I got to change my lifestyle completely and just continuing to be the person that he is.
Yeah,
sounds like we're excusing him. I know.
No, I'm not suggesting that either, really.
We're rehabilitating a pit bull is what's going on here, you guys.
Kevin Federline back in the news. If you're wondering how he got so fat, he was on the Bonnie Hunt show this week and said that the main thing he think that contributed to adding all those pounds was all the soda that he was drinking.
You he said, liar!
He said he was drinking 12 to 24 sodas a day.
Oh, my God.
Which, you know, if you're putting away a case of Coke every day, that's pretty much going to that's gonna add up at some point, right?
Liar!
Not the pot.
Here's the thing. It's not the weed.
Uh-huh.
It's not the beer.
Uh-huh.
It's the soda.
Well, that's what he's admitting to anyway.
Yes.
Of course, he is on Celebrity Fit Club right now, and there was a clip the other night of one of the things that they make you do. I haven't watched that show, but apparently they have you sit around and talk to a therapist, and you have little exercises every week. It's a mental thing as well as a physical thing on Celebrity Fit Club. And they made them read their own bad press and internet comments. And Kevin Federline had to read this out loud to the group.
Kevin Federline is a term to describe a guy who is a lazy bum with no job and sits around the house all day and also mooches off his rich ex-wife and spends all her money.
So how does that feel?
You know, it doesn't feel good when people talk about you that way. But also I want to say, like, I was a lazy bum and sat around the house and didn't do anything for a long time. So, I mean, I agree with part of it. And I wish I could spend all of her money.
Come on, well, Kevin Federline. Aware of what's going on.
All right. It's not all lies. It's not all lies like the diet soda thing or whatever it was. Russell Brand is a woman.
Yep.
There's a news coming out again about Katy Perry and Russell Brand's wedding. Katy Perry tells People magazine that she is not a bridezilla. You know, a lot of women, there's a lot of details. And there are shows called Bridezillas.
Yeah, they go, get a little crazy.
They go crazy. All the details have to be perfect. They yell at people, and they just turn into these monsters.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's Russell Brand in this relationship, not Katy Perry. So Katy Perry is willing to get married. Russell Brand is obsessing over every detail and has become a groomzilla. I don't know if that word exists, but it should.
It does now.
He apparently is the one who's causing all the trouble, and she just wants to just move on with things.
That's funny.
So just another reason why this shouldn't work. There should be some way to just step in and say, you can't do that. I don't know.
I don't think you're going to be able to stop this.
But he's...
She'll learn a valuable lesson.
But he's obsessing about the color of the flowers. They don't.
Yeah, in every relationship, there's one of those people.
Oh.
I have two words for the happy couple, and that's elope. That's what I have to say to them. Don't worry about it. All right, and finally, Spidey back in the news. We've had, I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer, by the way, for the sixth and final season of The Hills on MTV that's starting up soon. But they're playing it up as if Spencer and Heidi are getting a divorce. There's all sorts of clips in the trailer about how their marriage is falling apart and how unhappy they are and blah, 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 blah. Which leads me to believe, from what I've learned about The Hills, is that none of that is true and none of that is going to be happening. But soon Spidey is going to be gone. They're going to be off our TV. So what are they going to do to stay out in front of the public? How are they going to continue to be talked about? Well, they came out yesterday and said that they've decided to give themselves Indian names in an effort to be more spiritual.
Yes!
Heidi would like to now be referred to by her new American Indian name, White Wolf. Spencer would like us to call him Running Bear, deciding that King Spencer, his previous nickname, was too much of a burden to have to carry the weight of royalty around with him anymore. So, White Wolf and Running Bear.
Who did they tell this to? I mean, was there a reporter that was asking these questions and then they said, yeah, Running Bear? And the reporter, whoever that is, didn't just go, F you, and stand up and walk away.
You know, it doesn't say, maybe website, maybe they tweeted it. Yeah. I don't know. But it is, you know, every day they got to do something, right?
Right.
I hate them.
They're getting more in tune with their spirituality, and they will be known as the name our creator gave us, our new Native American names, Running Bear and White Wolf.
Sorry,
good,
I got a message.
Good luck with that.
Celebrity birthdays is a list I don't have in front of me.
All right, I can help you out with that.
All right.
Former Vice President Al Gore, at one time the next President of the United States, now really just annoying and needs to go away, 62 years old today. Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi from the latest Star Wars movies, is 39 today. The great actor Christopher Walken is 67. Hockey icon Gordy Howe, just for you, Kevin, one of the greatest hockey players in the history of the game, 82. And, of course, Angus Young from AC/DC celebrating birthday today. Oh, I thought thought somebody was going to start singing there.
You would have thought that, but Wing lets her intros breathe.
Yes.
Also, Rhea Perlman, Carla from Cheers, and Mr. Cotter himself, the great Gabe Kaplan, today's show.
Breaking bread, I hit the sack.
There it is.
I've been too long, I'm glad to be back.
What a tribute.
Let loose from the
Angus
door.
Has never sounded better.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are, well, we're bringing it this hour. We're coming correct. Ladies and gentlemen, not only Alien Ant Farm this hour, but also the Toadies. You're getting them both. You don't have to choose. You don't just get one. You get them both up today.
Listen, we've never tried to work two songs like that into the same hour. So this is experimental.
To me, this is like the Large Hadron Collider. It's just stand back and see what happens. You try to put both of those songs in the air within 15 minutes of each other. I'm worried we're going to knock the earth off its axis. But anyway, that's coming up this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right. Psycho Mike is here. We've been dying to get to this ever since he casually dropped word a few days ago that he had an unusual offer in the gym the other day. Psycho Mike, why don't you bring people up to speed who perhaps did not hear the original conversation?
A woman that I barely know approached me and asked if we could speak in private. So we did, and she said that she's very successful. Financially, she's done very well for herself, but she has not been successful in relationships, and she has now reached an age where she thinks...
She just wants to be your sugar mama.
I wish.
Oh.
Where she thinks she might not ever have a real long-standing relationship again. And she's always wanted to have a baby, and now's the time. Her clock is ticking. I meet all the criteria that she's looking for in a father.
Clearly, though, yeah, sure. No, and a sperm donor.
Right. But, I meant in a biological father, yeah.
But you say you meet all of the... She only knows what you look like.
Well, she knows a little bit about me. She knows, like, what I do for a living. She knows... She listens to the show, I guess. And she knows a friend of mine very well. But I hardly know this woman. I hardly know her.
Does she know that you killed the bum?
No.
Probably not.
I'm probably sorry. Not.
Let me rephrase
no
that.
No one knew that
possibly.
Until just now.
That I, possibly
no,
killed
I
a bomb.
Aided in killing a bomb. I didn't really do it myself.
This story is interesting on a number of levels. First of all, I don't understand the crazy biological clock thing that goes on with women. And
well,
with some
well,
men too.
Bean, there's a certain age at which it becomes very hard to conceive.
Yeah, that's
hence
true.
The
right.
biological clock.
That's
no,
the part I understand most.
I understand that part. What I don't understand is the women who, I mean, like the woman that Mike is describing, they wake up one day and they're 40 or whatever it is, and they don't see a man on their horizon, and they want to have a baby, and they'll have one at any cost. I mean, they'll go to extraordinary lengths, including coming up to a perfect stranger and saying, impregnate me to have a baby. That's just weird to me.
She is... at a point in her life where she's perfectly capable of creating a good home for a kid. She just is at her age, doesn't know if she's going to meet the right guy anytime soon.
Right.
I understand that completely.
Yeah, me too.
What I don't understand is her having the balls to just straight up walk up and ask me to be – to give her my love juice. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I don't get it. She probably thought about sperm bank, which is what a lot of ladies do, and maybe she didn't want to go the impersonal route where she didn't know anything about the guy except what they tell her. Maybe she felt a little bit more connected because you're somebody she's seen in person, and that's what she wants to pass down to her offspring.
Can I guess what was the first thing that came to your mind after she made the offer?
I can tell you.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking.
I can't use the language, my actual language in real life, you know, on the air. But,
it's hard to even summarize.
I interrupted her as she's giving me her pitch, and I pretty much said, wait, do I get to bang you? Like,
and boy,
like how is this going to be delivered?
You actually said it.
The way he said it.
Would make me, if I were her, say, you know what? Never mind.
She started laughing. But
it wasn't romantic, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you wanted to know how it was going to be delivered. What was the delivery method?
What was
method?
The delivery system?
Okay.
And it was through like a Petri dish or something. I don't know. It's not going to be organically.
Right.
Let me put it okay. So what's in it for you then? I mean, why does she expect you to say yes if you don't even get the pleasure of boning her?
A handsome financial reward.
How handsome?
Handsome.
How handsome? Say the number.
Do you know?
No, but it's...
Well, what did she lead you to believe? You had a number in your head. When you say handsome, what was the number that you were guessing she would...
$15,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For something that you were going to do three or four times today anyway, that's not too bad.
Right. And I would be able to sign paperwork and have an attorney look it over that would guarantee that I don't have to worry about her coming after me 10 years from now saying that I have to be
you're a deadbeat dad all of a sudden.
Yeah, raise her child and stuff. Like I'd have guarantee that I don't have anything to do with this kid's life or anything like that. But
that's
the biggest
problem
to me.
Yeah.
That's the biggest hang. I mean, look, I'd love the money, and I certainly don't mind, you know, helping this woman who really wants to have a kid and is a good person, is a good citizen, and probably would be a good parent. It's the problem is that I can't divorce myself from the idea of having a baby and then not having anything to do with its life. You know, right. Like, I'm just not that guy.
You're gonna be. You're just not yet.
But I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, like, I'm still teeter. I mean, that's a lot of money, and I can sure use it. And really, there's very little downside. And
here's the thing you need to think about, though. I understand your personal responsibility angle.
Yeah.
But it's gonna happen from someone,
right?
That probably that whole thing that you just described will happen.
I know.
You could get to 15 or 20 grand.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, that's all gone through
my
head.
That's a lot
of
money.
It is a lot of money.
I'm going to make it rain on your face when I come in. I'm that damn. It's just going to take this.
With the money. You're talking about money.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't really sure where we were.
I was going to get it all in once. With so I could just come in here and throw it at you.
I was afraid we were going to have to explain to Mike that's not how babies are. Okay, listen. We want to hear from you. Actually, let's talk to John real quick. But we want to hear from you if you've been involved in this transaction at all. If you've either been the woman who has approached a friend or a stranger, you didn't go to a sperm bank, you did it more personally. About giving you sperm to make a baby, and we want to know what the repercussions of that were, or if you've been in the situation where you were the guy who helped somebody out. And I think that's where we pick up the conversation with John. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man?
Hello.
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 So you got this, going, Kevin and Bean? You got this offer?
Yeah, this happened a couple of years ago. I was working, doing promotions for Spearmint Rhino at Oktoberfest.
All right. All right.
And
wait, at Oktoberfest in Germany?
No, this was in California.
Okay, California, okay.
And I was taking a smoking break with my partner, and we started talking to a couple of girls. And eventually one of them approached me and said, hey, listen, me and my wife are trying to have a baby, and we'd like it if you would, you know, you'd help us out. I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, no, we want you to get one of us pregnant the old-fashioned way.
All right.
I was like, okay, well, what do you mean?
Okay, hold on a sec. Maybe I missed something here. This is a lesbian couple we're talking about?
Yes, a lesbian.
Oh. But they're willing to have heterosexual sex to get pregnant so that one of them can carry a baby.
Yes.
My first thought is you got to get them both to commit.
there was only one good-looking one.
All right.
And luckily that's the one I got.
Okay, so did you do it?
Yeah, I did it. And funny thing is, that's actually how I lost my virginity, too.
Whoa! What a story!
No, come on. Wait a minute. You work for Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah.
And you're a virgin.
Yes.
What? So the first time you ever had sex, let me make sure I understand this correctly, was with a lesbian who was agreeing to it so that she could get a baby.
Yes.
Did she get pregnant after one time?
I don't know. That's the sad thing.
What? There's no follow-up on this story? What happened?
You mean you didn't find out if there was a baby or not?
No, because I lost my phone like right after that, and I had her number saved on it, and I could never get in contact with her.
You're a fail on every level.
You are a fail.
He's fail, you know, right? You don't work for Spearmint Rhino.
The good news for the lesbian is it didn't take long.
Yeah, that's true.
She had heterosexual sex
for about a half a second.
Yeah.
She hated it, but not for long. All right, John, thank you very much for the call. Good luck. Better luck next time, I guess.
Wow.
Mike, you're so jealous. He got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, we don't know what she looked like, by the way.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number you call. We'll talk to you.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Eric Stone Street. Yeah, Eric from Modern Family. He plays Cam on the show. That's an amazing show on ABC, and it's on again tonight. He's one of the funniest actors on television. He joins us in studio in about a half an hour from right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, we're trying to help out our friend Psycho Mike. He's inclined to say no to the offer that he got recently from a woman he barely knows to impregnate her because she wants to have a baby. And I say, Mike, before you say no, let's talk to some other people who have been through this experience and find out if it's all bad or not. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've ever been one of the two people in that relationship, either the woman who had the friend impregnator or the guy who donated the sperm, we want to hear from you.
Especially the details of how the financial reward worked. Because
exactly.
This is a pretty big financial reward that I would think Mike would think about. Andrew, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Well, my story with me is I actually have a set deal with my friend to be her donor by the time she's 28 if she doesn't find anybody by then.
Oh, how old is she now?
She's 23.
So you made a deal with her that if she's not pregnant by 28, you're the man.
I'm the guy.
Now, is this a friend of yours that you would like to have sex with?
I wouldn't mind it. Hey.
So every single time she goes out on a date, you have to figure out a way to try to sabotage it so it doesn't turn into anything, right?
Call in a bomb threat to a restaurant and stuff to get them all run out so that she doesn't enjoy herself and nothing happens.
Oh, wait. You're going out with that guy? That guy's a tool, man. You don't have anything to do with that. And once it starts to get, you know, she starts to get like 26, 27, you're going to be just like frothing at the mouth waiting for her 28th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had sex with her yet?
No.
You never have. Okay. Is there money involved?
Yes, there is.
How much?
About 14 grand she offered.
All right.
Wow.
By the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not unusual at all for women to have babies well into their late 30s anymore. Why is she setting her limit so young, 28? I mean, it seems like that's a little bit too young to give up.
I don't know. I
he doesn't know, and he doesn't care. She could go 38. She'd be fine, but Andrew is happy it's 28.
All right. Let us know. Let it call us back in 5 years and let us know how that worked out, okay?
Wherever we are. All right. Let's go to, is it Louis? Louis?
Yes,
Louis.
Well, what had happened with me is I was at a wedding and, well, it's a friend of the family's. They'd seen my two kids that I had, and she'd always been jealous of my kids.
Because your kids were cute?
Yeah. Okay. Really kids, daughter and a boy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened is she has a boyfriend, and he had a kid, and not an attractive child.
Kid was ugly?
I'm kind of a jerk, man. Like, I play with the cute kids that are really good-looking kids, but the ones that aren't cute kids, I'll be like, it's okay. I don't want to play with you. I don't want to run with you. But,
yeah, that's good. That's good. That makes you a good
well,
guy.
Well, you sound like the right guy to be a father then, man.
You're a good guy.
Big Third Reich fan?
Okay,
well,
so...
Unfortunate, man. If I didn't have good-looking kids, I wouldn't be showing them off to my friends or anything.
Okay, but so, so what happened? This person came up to you and said, you have cute kids. I want you to have...
Yeah, she had approached me, and, you know, my girl that I had kids with, she was a little... I'm light-skinned, and she kind of wasn't, but my kids are completely light-skinned, and they look completely like me.
Right.
And, well, she...
All right, stop bragging and just give us the...
Yeah,
the
we got it. They're cute kids.
And they're you. All right, but give us the details.
Well, the trip is we were at a wedding, and she asked me, and I was like, oh, man, no way. But I said yes, and I agreed with it, and we went to a hotel that same night.
Are you sure she just didn't want to have sex with you because you're so hot? You sure? Maybe the baby had nothing to do with
it. I don't think I'm that attractive.
So you had sex at night.
My kids are more fortunate than I am.
Okay, but here's the thing about having sex at night. It doesn't. Sometimes it can take years of trying. I mean, you might need to hang in there.
Right? No, it would just happen that one time. I've seen her though. She eventually had a kid. He's about going to turn a year probably.
But it's not.
But he's not yours.
Not yours.
Because he's not good looking enough to be yours.
Sure. It's never came up. I've never even asked her or nothing, but it's not an ugly kid, that's for sure, and he's not dark.
Well, it must be yours then. All right, thanks for the call.
It's good looking.
By the way, I couldn't keep track of all the fathers and mothers involved in the Michael Jackson case. He has the best looking kids in the world. Those three kids are unbelievable. So, Mike, that's what you need to do is figure out whoever's involved in that and hook your friend up with them.
Yeah, and also.
No, what you need to do is take the 15 grand.
All right, let's talk to Kelly on line three. She has been in this situation. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for holding on. What happened?
Mine is a little bit opposite. I was a talent agent for many years, and we had a financial advisor that worked in the company. He kind of would come and tell us, you know, what we need to do with our money and all that. Anyways, he offered me $70,000 to carry his child.
Oh, to be a surrogate.
70 grand.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be pregnant.
Would you be the mom, or was he talking about impregnating you with a fertilized egg with another woman, from another woman?
No. I would be the mom.
You would be the mother. Oh, okay.
And then at the end, you would just give up the baby and all rights.
Yeah. I mean, and he told me the same thing. Like, you fit everything that I want, you know,
the mother
of my child to have. Minus he was Jewish and I wasn't. So that was the only thing that concerned him.
Is it a count?
Right. Okay, this is a little bit different than Mike's situation, obviously, because there's such a so much more of a tremendous investment on the part of the woman who actually now has to get pregnant and carry the baby. I can understand why he was offering you so much more money. In Mike's case, he's making 15, 20 grand really for
doing nothing.
Something he's going to do anyway. So what did you end up doing?
I declined it, but I'll tell you the biggest issue that I had with it, and I think in Mike's case, I don't know if he's thinking this way, but this is how I would think about it. My issue was from that point on, anytime I was at like a grocery store or the mall or anything, and I'd see a kid, I'd wonder if it kind of looked like me. I'd be like, is that my kid? Oh my God. Or I constantly think, what is that kid doing now? Where is it? Or, you know, how is it feeling? How's his health? Or if I, God forbid, got, like, cancer or something, I'd be like, oh, I should tell them so they know.
Yeah, Mike says those are all his issues, but he doesn't care about that. Not a bit. Thank you, Kelly.
So Kelly decided it just wouldn't be worth the mental torture afterwards to not be involved in the kid's life, much less carrying a baby and giving it up. It's just got to be, I mean, for a lot of women.
She should have been more worried about stretch marks, okay?
Wow.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know. Do we have time for Jenna real quick? Wow, look at that.
But let's talk to her. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
Hi there. What happened? How much? How did it happen?
I was walking down the street, and some man came up to me and was like, you know, what's your name? How are you? And I was like, okay, why are you talking to me? And he's like, I wanted to know if you would like to be the mother of my children to carry my child. And I was like, why? And he's like, well, you look identical to my dead wife.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sexy.
That's hot.
Now, did he want to have sex with you because that would be so hot for him because you look like his dead wife?
Yeah, apparently. And he said right then and there he would write me a check for $10,000. And
wow. But he had to be able to call you Sarah or whatever his dead wife's name was.
I didn't even ask her name. I was like, I told him this would make me. And then I asked him, what are your in-laws going to think of this?
Yeah.
He's not going to tell them.
But wouldn't they wonder what would happen once he? When he had kids.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't worry, honey. My in-laws are living with her.
Jenna, I'm impressed. By the way, you're not even a professional hooker yet. You got offered $10,000 for your first job. That's amazing.
Wow. Just walking down the street.
You're in LA, so you kind of.
That's God telling you it's time for a career change. I'm saying, do it.
Thank you, Jeff.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The Afro line is up and running 24 hours a day. You call us, leave a message. We play it back at 323-520-AFRO. We appreciate your calls. What do we have today?
Well, the first one might be too much information.
One of my favorite pastimes to do is pick my nose. Yes, I love.
And then he goes on for a while. Go to the next one, Mike. I don't really want to play the rest of that. But the rest of it is same topic.
Yeah.
And about a minute and a half of length.
All right. He really loves it.
Too much detail on him digging out.
A lot of details about exactly what he does and what he enjoys the most. So let's just move on to the next one, if you don't mind.
Hey, the April Foolishness is sold out. So you don't need to keep telling us the 10, 15, 20 different acts that are at the show because no one can buy tickets. So I don't need my time wasted with you telling me all the people that I can't see anymore. God damn it. Hi, Lisa.
Actually, it's a great lineup. Thank you for bringing it up, sir. Joe Rogan is going to be on the bill. Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, Jimmy Kimmel, of course, and his Jimmy Kimmel Live house band, Cleetum and the Cleetones, the best goddamn band in late night TV. Kevin Smith had to pull out. He won't be there Saturday night, but everyone else will be there. Man, what a show.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good for everyone there.
It's going to be so fun for us.
Everyone except for that dude. There are some tickets going on sale, by the way, today at 1.
One?
A few tickets, production holds, they call them, before they set up the staging to make sure you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So at 1 o'clock, maybe you can nab a few. Hopefully that guy won't get them, though. There's a text-to-voice option where you actually text the words, and then a computer voice says,
"You make my butt hungry."
Kevin's favorite new saying.
We were playing 911 calls earlier this morning, and there is none better than Victor Fuentes.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
16-12-1. Hello?
16-12-1. Hello? Hello? In a male mother too much information and
awesome!
Apparently you can get him to say anything. So that's good news. I wasn't here for the big pickle
disaster. Vlasic pickle?
The Vlasic pickle disaster of 2010. I was on vacation, but...
So Bean likes the pickle guy, huh? A jar full of pickles at his disposal anytime that he puts in his mouth. Coincidence? I don't think so.
An impression, good. An impression.
How dare you?
And now, we have the jingle ready here, Bean, after this one.
I do not, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bubba, so what was it like to meet Barack Obama? Whoa, Bean, the interview killer. Good job, Bean.
You asked Twitch that?
Bubba Stewart was
on. I'm sorry.
And because he was talking about his Bubba's World, the new reality show on Fuel. And, you do the research on the internet. You hope it's all true. One of the things I read was he was talking about how great it was to meet Barack Obama. And I just brought that up in the interview. It turned out the guy's never met Barack Obama. And it was an awkward moment. And I, yes, in fact, did kill the interview right there.
That was it.
What are you going to do? Maybe this guy should have thought about the lyrics a little ahead of time.
420, 420, 420. Marijuana things are going to happen. Like, smoking weed.
That's a good point. I introduced you to the succubus. That is Kesha.
Yeah.
Succubus.
She is ending the world of music as we know it, and I hate her, and I'm getting some mad love.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. I got my glass, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city.
I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones.
Here's the good thing about a song like that. It doesn't get stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
So that's good.
Damn you, Kevin. Damn you. You got that Keisha song stuck in my head all day.
Talking that. Blah, blah, blah.
But at least it's stuck with a dollar sign for an S. All right. We got it.
Damn. Kevin, I hate you.
I'm not... This one?
That's how talking that.
That one? Is that what she's talking about?
Yes.
That song?
Yes.
That Kesha song?
Damn you.
Yeah. 323-520-AFR.
Yes!
There it is. There it is.
Woo!
There it is. That's what I'm saying. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 855.
We're all huge fans of the TV show Modern Family, back with a new episode tonight at 9 on ABC. One of the best parts of that show is actor Eric Stonestreet. He plays Cam. I may be gay just to be with Cam. That's how much I love him. So we'll talk to Eric about that. He's coming up next year on the Kevin Amin Show. First, though, Ralph's out for a few days, filling in on the showbiz beat this hour. It's producer Alex, ladies and gentlemen.
E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
Nope.
Nope, you don't have to do that. Actually, sorry. You don't have to talk about the Eagles.
All right.
We'd rather you didn't.
I know this is not a surprise to anybody. We've been talking about it all morning. Jesse James is in a rehab facility in Arizona.
Can we get Alex on a microphone? Yeah. Is it possible we can get her up near where we can hear her?
Go check it. It's just that
is
microphone.
It not working?
No, that's better.
Okay.
That's better. Yeah, talk right into
all
it.
All right, I'll just eat it like I'm used to doing.
Yeah! I just wanted the visual. That's all.
I know. All right. A member of the medical team at a Tucson rehab facility does confirm to TMZ that Jesse James is a patient there. The facility Sierra Tucson specializes in drug, alcohol, and sex addiction.
Well, that's everything. That
well,
doesn't
look,
narrow it down at all.
If you're going to be addicted to sex, you might as well have some beers and do some blow. So they just want to cover their bases.
Wrap it all up into one big problem.
Yeah. Apparently, a CHP officer stopped Jesse last Friday on the 10 freeway for driving without a front license plate and driving with tinted windows. James told the officer he was going to Arizona to try and save his marriage to Sandra Bullock.
And did the guy write the ticket anyway?
No, he let him go.
Yeah, that should.
You
should.
Feel bad.
You should.
You're trying.
That guy's life
that
is
guy.
Just falling apart.
Sorry, dude.
All right. Just slow down.
Kendra Wilkinson. Bell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, there are many ways to sue the fussy infant. You know, she has a new son from Hank Basket.
Mm-hmm.
So you rock them gently, you sing them a song, or you pole dance for them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Kendra Wilkinson can't wait to show her pole dancing skills to her son. Apparently, she just fires up girls, girls, girls. The former Playboy model has a 3-month-old baby, and she says, quote, she believes her young son will love watching her sexy dancing when he's older. She told E! News, I think he's going to love it. There's nothing like seeing your mom sexy and happy. Your babies will grow up happy if you're happy.
Okay, but wait. She's not saying that he'll like it now. She's saying he'll like it when he's older?
Don't waste it when he's a baby. Do the pole dance when they're like 11 or 12.
And then send them right to sex rehab.
When it's appropriate.
Oh, my, Kendra, you do have a terrific vagina.
It's a whole new definition of peekaboo right there.
Quiz.
All right. In Ralph's continuing series of Hollywood is Out of Ideas,
yeah,
there is a movie based on some new commercials, on new commercial spokespeople, the E-Trade Babies.
Oh, the E-Trade Babies.
No. Now,
they're not
going to
make a film.
That's not a film.
First of all, they creep me out. Like the Charmin toilet paper bears with the teepee stuck to their
butt.
I don't get
the
that.
Classic pickle story.
That creeps me out, too.
20th Century Fox is developing a film based on the E-Trade talking babies.
Nobody wants that, you stupid asshole.
actress and writer Kate Dippold, who works on Parks and Recreation and Mad TV, is writing the script.
What a gig. They call her in the office and go, look, we need you to write a movie. Great. What's it about?
The E-Trade Babies.
Oh, man.
The film is what they're calling a mission movie about a group of talking babies trying to make their way across the playground. Yeah. Who's in?
No.
Zero ticket. People.
All right. I want to believe this is true, but don't email the station. It can't be true, but I just want to believe it.
Right.
Rage Against the Machine is going to invite Susan Boyle on stage for their summer shows.
No.
Yes. Awesome. I want it to be true so badly. Apparently, Rage Against the Machine vocalist Zach De La Rocha has invited Susan Boyle to sing Killing in the Name with band at their UK gig this summer.
No, wait. I thought they would like back her on one of her songs or something.
No.
Zach
explains, the truth is Simon Cowell's shows occasionally produce talent.
Right.
We love Susan Boyle. She is hot. To show there are
And hot, you mean a good singer. Right?
Popular, I think, is what he means.
That's what he means.
Right.
Okay.
They would like her to perform on stage with us this summer. She's a great vocalist, and we would love her to perform Killing in the Name.
No.
Kate, my opinion is that you didn't make sense just now.
I'm sorry.
Killing in the Name.
It was on the internet, and I'm reporting it as true.
Actually, I would love to hear that.
I know.
It would be interesting.
Come on. It'd be fantastic. Don't be bad. All right, and last but not least, Spidey. They need to slow down with the crazy news. We have like two stories a day. Mm. They're insane. They've given themselves nicknames. Sadly, they are not the Jersey Shore nicknames. They're no Sausage Party.
Not the situation.
But they've given themselves Indian spiritual nicknames.
Because they deserve it because they're spiritual.
Well, they decided to give themselves true Native American names in an effort to become more spiritual.
Right.
A representative for the couple says Spencer decided to give up his previous moniker, King Spencer.
That's nice of him to let that go.
Who gave him that name?
Because it was too much of a burden to carry the weight of royalty, is what he says. But their new names are Running Bear for Spencer and White Wolf for Heidi.
Stop it.
Yeah. So there you go. That's not good. I think Sausage Party was way better, but
that's my nickname.
And in celebrity birthdays today, the only birthday that I care about and that matters is Ewan McGregor because he kissed me when he was here at K-Rock.
He's beautiful.
I recommend all the men who come to K-Rock do that.
Kiss you?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm Alex. That's the Showbiz Beat.
Got Gene Simmons on the phone.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we're just pimping it out because the man is in the room with us, but we often have said on this program that Modern Family is one of the best shows on TV. Wednesday nights at 9 on ABC, one of the stars of the show who plays Cameron, his real name is Eric Stonestreet. He has asked us to not refer to him as either Eric or Mr. Stonestreet because he has an Indian name. He would like to debut on the Kevin and Bean Show here this morning.
Yes, I would. It's Thunders in His Pants a Lot.
I like it.
All right.
It's a little wordy. It's a little mouthy. It's a lot on the tongue. But
can we shorten it to just Thunders?
Thunders in His Pants.
Okay, got to put
a lot.
Well, Eric, we're so excited to have you on because your show is so great. You heard the big news. You heard about the latest honor that your program received just this morning.
Yes, yeah, someone tweeted it. We won a Peabody Award, huh?
A Peabody Award just announced this morning. How about that?
I don't know what a Peabody Award is.
Well, the name of it sounds very prestigious.
It does.
So just based on that alone, I'm very honored.
Thunders in His Pants a Lot. Won a Peabody.
I know. It works.
It's an excellence in broadcasting award that they hand out every year. They're very few winners.
Heard of it.
But we're never going to win one. I'll tell you that. But Modern Family did, and it's so rare to have a show that comes on, and yours is one, and Glee is another that comes on, and in its first season, it seems fully formed creatively. It seems like it's operating on all cylinders. It doesn't have to find its way, and B, it becomes a massive mass appeal nationwide hit out of the gate. I mean, no one expects that when they take a job in TV, right?
No, I mean, I had no clue it was going to be like this. I certainly wanted the job when I had the opportunity to audition for it. I knew I was going to be very, very upset. You know, in a 13-year career, I don't get most of the things that I audition for. So I'm
what
fully
percentage would you guess as an actor? You get out of the person. I mean, it's pretty small, right?
Yeah.
For all actors.
Well, yeah, for all actors. It's all based on volume. You know, you need opportunities and opportunities and opportunities. And then maybe you get one. You know, when you first start, it's one out of 30 times, one out of 40 times. And then your goal is to just shrink that number as much. But I would have no clue. I've auditioned for thousands of things.
Really? Wow.
Thousands.
That's so brutal.
I guess thousands. Yeah, I've been doing it 13 years.
Yeah,
for
probably.
Sure. Commercials, just, you know, crazy. But no one expected it, and we just love it so much that people have embraced it. You know, it's incredible.
Now, did you know at the point where you showed up to audition for Cameron, were some of the well-known TV names like Ed O'Neill and Julie Bowen already attached to the show?
Sophia was attached to the show.
Oh, good enough.
Yeah, done. In there.
That's right. That's all right.
I'll take it.
That's all that matters.
I'll sweep up the set afterwards.
but did you say Ed O'Neill wasn't at that point?
No, he wasn't
so
officially.
So you go, I'd like to read for that role.
Yeah, right.
Right, exactly. Be married to Sophia, right?
I will do old-timey stage theater age makeup to get this role.
Is that where your Indian name came from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thunders in his pants.
Yeah. I'm thundering in my pants constantly. No, you know, he wasn't attached. The rumor was he was going to be the guy, but, you know, they hadn't done his finished his deal yet. So that was very exciting. But
did you try it for Cam?
Yes. I auditioned for Cam. They had already cast Mitchell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
And he's so great on this show. He makes me so uncomfortable to watch because he's so uptight.
Yeah.
He's just so uptight about everything in the world.
Yeah,
and
he's
hilarious.
So not that in person. Like,
really?
we both get the opportunity to play characters, you know, on the show. He's way more breezy than I am. I'm more uptight in real life than
you don't strike us as uptight at all, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty uptight.
Okay, so tell me, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but we have to, Thunders, and that is, when you're showing up to audition on a TV show and you are not gay and you are being asked to play a gay character.
Yes.
I would imagine there are so many decisions that have to be made to go into that audition to not go too far and to still, you know, be realistic. How did you play it?
Well, I came into the audition process late, so I knew that a lot of people hadn't gotten the part. I knew they had tested a couple times, meaning they'd taken people to the studio and the network, and those people didn't get past the studio and the network, so I knew there were pitfalls. So I just wanted to, like I do with, you know, everything that I audition for, it's like I want to bring a familiarity to what it is that I'm playing. So I really look to my mom in the moments of the broader moments of Cameron, cut with my physicality being a big guy, sort of the passion and the enthusiasm of my mom just I felt like would kind of work together.
So the mothering kind of
feel.
Yes.
Well, just the soothing nature.
Right.
And just, you know, when I go home to Kansas City and, you know, we start talking about plans, my mom's always like, so are we going to see a movie? Please tell me we're going to get to see a movie.
You
know?
You had the perfect mom.
Yeah. And I want to play cards. I just want one night where you and I just play cards, you know? So it's like, I just know that character very well, and it grounds it for me, and it worked, so I just kind of stuck
with
it.
Would you say that Mama Thunders is the reason that you got the job?
Mama does thunder. Luckily, she's not in LA and will not hear this.
I so wanted, part of Cameron's backstory is that he is a former clown.
Yes.
He played Fizbo the Clown, and I so wanted Fizbo to be real. I wanted that to be something that you did in real life, but apparently, no, you're just acting.
No, Fizbo the Clown is real. I was Fizbo the Clown as a kid. That's my real clown name.
Really?
Am I making your life dreams come
yes,
true right
that's
now?
That's awesome. Fact, I loved Fizbo so much.
Yeah, well, I'll after I get off the air here, I'll send you some documentation to prove that I am.
Is there fact, video?
Oh, there is. On the DVD, there's going to be a whole Fizbo extra.
Is awesome. That right?
Yes, that's so true.
Fantastic.
Now we're talking.
You're going to see footage of me as a clown. You know, my grandma made my clown costumes as a kid. My dad named me Fizbo the Clown. I was performing for 7-year-olds when I was 11.
Oh wow! Gosh.
Had my own business cards. I'll show you.
So the writers. Wait a minute. So the writers knew that you had a Fizbo clown background, and they wrote it into the show.
Yeah, they wrote.
Why
it,
did you
they,
not?
They wrote it into the show. Well, they heard me talking about it when we were shooting the pilot. This is vintage. I'm showing everyone my business card right now that I had printed up.
Can
when
we
I was
take a picture of that? And
of
put it
course,
up? Okay.
Of course.
You had that when you were 11?
Yeah. Oh, earlier than that, man. I'm on the show Rachel Ray today, and they're going to show pictures of me when I was 5 in clown makeup. You know, I just was fascinated
what
with clowns.
That's about?
I know, I don't know.
Because some people go the other way and are scared to death of clowns.
I know. Ellen said, "Are you sure you're not gay?"
I don't know what clowning has to do with being gay.
That is the voice of actor Eric Stone Street. Thunders in My Pants is his Indian name. He, of course, one of the stars of Modern Family Tonight at 9 on ABC. A quick break. We return more with our guest after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We are all geeking out on one of our favorite shows on TV. On again tonight with a new episode at 9 on ABC. It's called Modern Family. Actor Eric Stone Street, he is Cameron on the show, is in the studio with us. It's a miracle. I mean, there's so many great actors on this show, but the writers, the way that they have been able to develop those characters into 22 minutes or whatever they've got for every episode and keep so many characters in play yet still make you care about them is just a miracle.
Yeah, they do a really great job because all of us always have something to do in every episode. It never feels light for anyone. And, you know, that's what attracted Ed O'Neill to the project. You know, he would tell you he's on the show because the script was funny. He's turned down, he told me, 50-some pilots since Married with Children.
Really?
Turned down 50-some comedy pilots since the show. And this is his first half-hour comedy back, you know, and this it attracted him. And that's why all of us were so excited to get the opportunity to be a part of it.
Can I ask just one follow-up on that? How many of those 50s that he turned down had Sofia Vergara as his wife?
His wife.
Yeah, totally.
All of them.
Yeah.
Tell me about, no offense to Cam, but tell me about my favorite character on the show, who is Manny, who I want to figure out a way to adopt.
Yeah.
Manny's the most awesome kid I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, all of our kids are great. We love each and every one of them. And when's the last time you've seen a show that's willing to put three kids in a room together without an adult and just let them go? They're very talented actors, all of them. But Rico is a special little kid. You know, every time, this won't translate over the airwaves, but you will see what I'm doing. Every time you see him, he always puts his arms out like this and makes a spot for you to find a hug. Like every time
he gets
his
position.
Like, hey, Eric.
So cute.
He's got a sweet disposition.
How old is he?
He and Nolan are 11.
Because he strikes me as 11 but 30.
Well, no. I think that was what they were telling him during the pilot. Is Rico? You are Antonio Banderas.
Right.
You are Antonio Banderas, and. That was sort of what they gave him to think about with the character.
Let me, we have so many questions and so little time for you, Eric. What's it like for you as the actor on the street who gets recognized so much for this character, and what's your gay following like?
Well, getting recognized is awesome. You know, I never wanted to be like famous or anything. I just wanted to work as an actor, and sort of that's when people ask like how my life has changed. I would say that's like the first thing that is 100% noticeable, is that now I see people who have a familiarity with me that I think, oh my God, how do I know that person? I've forgotten their name. What do I say?
Right.
When it's like, oh, they just know the show. That's incredible. And they say really great things. Like, they don't say like, hey, nice show. They say, thanks for giving me something to look forward to each week. You know, amazing things.
They love it. Right.
They love it. It's
how many of them think you're gay in real life?
A lot of people are pretty surprised when they meet me, which is a great place for me to be as an actor. You know, I've always wanted to surprise people. And, you know...
You're pretty convincing.
Pretty...
if you don't mind my saying.
Yeah, that's my goal.
How much research did you do?
Let's just say I put on some pounds. All right. A lot of... No, I'm just
No, but you are convincing. I mean, it's not meant to be
a
slight.
Well, he's his mom.
Yeah. Mom. I really appreciate it, and I say I appreciate all my fans, no matter how much chest or back hair they have.
Do you get any anger from the gay community because you have one of their roles? You know what I mean? Like,
I always think there's a lot of gay guys that have a lot of straight roles too in our town.
We just don't know.
Probably like freaking Clooney and his beards, right? Yeah. Like, look at him. Right. All those straight guys.
Yeah. So I just want to be as honest and true to the character and do as good a job as I can representing that part of society as I can. But I would do that with any character I was playing. If I got the opportunity to play a mentally handicapped person or a murderer or whatever, I would want to bring as much truth and honesty to the character that I'm playing as I can.
Yeah, you don't want to piss off the murderers if you don't play them well.
Especially the murderers.
Do you have a lot of truth and honesty in the murderer area?
I've killed some people.
Okay.
On TV.
On TV, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about Modern Family Goes to Hawaii. That's an upcoming episode this season, right? Where you picked up the whole show and moved everybody for a whole show in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, it was insane. Well, what they did, the writers created this great script where we go to the airport. You know, we're a family show and we want to tell family stories. And they came up with an idea where, you know, we go to the airport and what that means to wrangle a whole bunch of people and make a plane. So they did that. And as they're shooting the episode, they're like, wait a minute. We have the cast at an airport going someplace. Shouldn't we go someplace? And there was a lot of internal debate on whether we had earned it with the audience or whether if that made sense for our show. But the truth of the matter is,
feel like a stunt.
Yeah, we didn't want it to feel like that. It was a very special episode of Modern Family in Hawaii. We wanted it to, and they wrote an amazing episode that is just happens to take place in Hawaii. So we go on vacation, and it's a funny story. We lose Lily. Jesse and I lose Lily in the elevator, and then we lose her in a banana farm.
Good.
Because I dressed her in jungle print. He's like, why did you dress her in jungle print? I'm like, I thought it would be cute. So, you know, it's a really great episode, and there's a little homage paid to the Brady Bunch episode.
It's the first thing that crossed my
mind. You have
mind.
To look for it, though. There's not attention drawn to it, so just be keeping your eye out during that episode.
The first thing that crossed my mind was, this is an ABC show, so does John Locke run through at some point?
Yeah,
or some other?
Totally.
Didn't Manny, the character, say something in Entertainment Weekly about that he thought it would be really funny if you guys ended up on Lost?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, hey, what's going on here?
You can get off. You just go right over here. There's an airport.
Yeah, there's an airplane and food.
Well, that sounds funny. Hey, do we have time to play our... we do have one clip from a recent Modern Family episode that features Eric Stone Street's hilarious character of Cam. And you'll get it. If you haven't been watching the show, you'll get an idea here why it's so darn funny.
Tonight is the magnificent Lyrid meteor shower.
It's where the planet Geek passes through the nerdy way. Oh, you know, I think it's sweet. Every couple years, Mitchell and his father, they go out and enjoy one of these showers together.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily put it that way. I mean, yes, me and my father enjoy it because we don't share a lot of the same interests. Like, I never went to sports games with him.
Probably because you call them sports games. Just lose the sports.
Just games.
All right. I don't know how many of you guys we have to go through from the cast, but at some point we're going to get Sofia Vergara on this program. That's
You'll
what
get her
to
in here.
This is just a ploy. We're acting like we like you a lot.
Yeah.
We do.
Have
genuinely.
You ever seen her in person?
No.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
You guys have.
Where?
I know for a fact because you interviewed her out in New York City and she gave some love message back to me here in the studio. City.
Oh, yes, you did. Right. At the MTV Music Awards. Yeah. Yeah, she's amazing. Oh,
she's
amazing.
But you know, I say we have the modern day Marianne Ginger on our show. Julie Bowen, Sofia Vergara. Like, they're both beautiful women in different ways, and I go back and forth on which one I would, you know,
sure,
rather...
Do a favor for, right?
Yeah, you know, which one I would rather give a baby to in a pinch.
But wait, do you have to choose? I mean, do you know that you have to choose?
I don't have to choose. Okay. I think I can just ride this out for a few years and never really commit to one of them.
I like it.
Well, congratulations on the Peabody Award. It is much deserved. It is an excellent television show. Modern Family airs Wednesday nights at 9 on ABC. Eric Stone Street, thanks for coming in, man. We really enjoyed it.
Having me. This has been so much fun. Can I come back?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
With Sofia, yeah.
No, but wait, when?
With Sofia.
I'll give it any time.
All right. All right.
106.7 K-Rock.
Man.
This is KRQ. It's 9:40.
This is the Kevin Abiz Show. What's going on down there? What kind of nonsense is happening?
I don't want to know.
You'll see soon enough.
All right. The best news. Time for the Showbiz Beat, by the way. Ralph is out for today. We're filling in. The best news Kevin will hear all month, maybe all year, is a sequel to his favorite movie of all time, The Hangover, ladies and gentlemen. The Hangover 2. Of course, it had to happen when the first one just came out of nowhere to become the highest grossing R-rated comedy of all time. What did that end up making? I don't have it in front of me, but it was something north of $400 million, right? It was a huge, huge hit, right?
It was just amazing. I don't know how my only fear is how you would top it.
I don't know.
When you hit a home run, to me, that movie was a home run. You don't want to go again.
No.
Because you're not going to hit
it's going to be a home run.
Yeah, I mean, that's rough.
Well, I was interested in some of the behind-the-scenes negotiating that's been going on because they, you know, they got the actors so cheap. Zach Galifianakis, Bradley Cooper, and Ed Helms, all were the three of them together cost less than $1 million for the first movie. So you can imagine that they, you know, Warner Brothers really got to pony up to get him back for the sequel, right? Because the first one was so big. So they're going to be paid more like $5 million for this movie. Todd Phillips, the director, co-writer, will be paid about $10 million.
Good.
For The Hangover 2. And now it's a question of when they can get it on the schedule because everybody's busy. Everybody's got other things going on. And they're hoping to shoot for October to start filming The Hangover 2. It'll be out next year.
That's going
to
be so great.
It's going to be a cash cow. That thing's going to make money, right?
I would certainly think so.
Even though they're having to pay a lot more to get it made, I think it's still going to be worth it because there's so much anticipation for it.
Shakira, who's...
Yes.
She's a hot little midget. I don't know if you've seen her or not. She's 5'5". Maybe 5 foot, 5'1", maybe.
Yeah,
I think she's like 4'11". Wasn't she like right on the cusp of being an actual clinical midget?
Super sexy Colombian singer.
Mm-hmm.
Hips, straight shooters.
They don't lie.
She told Fabulous Magazine, which I'd never heard of. Has anyone heard of Fabulous Magazine?
Sounds like something Cameron would subscribe to on Modern Family.
That she struggled with body image issues and insecurity her entire life,
yes.
But she feels a lot better since entering therapy. And loves to go to her counselor's office to talk for an hour.
About her body.
About her body.
Oh, wow.
So there's some place in the world where a guy goes home and his wife says, hey, what'd you do today? And he said, nothing. You know, Shakira came in, talked about her body. Helped her with that.
Mike, are you going to put Shakira on your Hot Chicks with Low Self-Esteem website? It sounds like you have to.
You got it.
Here's the latest celebrity feud. I love this so much. It's LL Cool J versus the Fox News Network. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's blowing up. Sarah Palin, as you know, former vice presidential candidate, probably the presidential candidate for the Republican Party in 2012, gets paid by Fox. She's a commentator on Fox, right?
Yeah.
And they're promoting a special that's going to air tonight called Real American Stories. And one of the interviews that they promote is with LL Cool J. Well, LL is really ticked about this because he didn't have anything to do with the Sarah Palin show. He wasn't interviewed for this show. It's an old interview that he did for somebody else.
Oh, no.
So he said this morning, he tweeted this morning, Fox lifted an old interview I gave in 2008 to someone else and are misrepresenting it to the public in order to promote Sarah Palin's show. So Fox hears that and they say, all right, if you don't want to be a part of this, we're going to cut you out. In fact, here's their quote. Real American Stories, which is the name of the special, features uplifting tales about overcoming adversity, and we believe Mr. Smith's interview fits that criteria. However, as it appears that Mr. Smith, which is LL Cool J's real name, does not want to be associated with a program that could serve as an inspiration to others, we are cutting his interview from the special, and here's my favorite part, and wish him the best with his fledgling acting career. Now, look, isn't LL Cool J on the NCIS Los Angeles? Isn't he on a huge television show right now? He's been in a bunch of movies. He's obviously got 10 platinum albums as a rapper, too. But the guy's had a phenomenally successful career. But he doesn't want to be part of their Sarah Palin BS, and they basically start throwing dirt at him.
Oh, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. It's going down.
Imagine his surprise, though, when he saw that he was being promoted as being part of this new Sarah Palin show.
Yeah.
Of course. You wouldn't want to be on that.
No.
K-Fed, of course, is on Celebrity Fat People. What's that called?
Fit Club.
Boot Camp. And he was on a talk show, and he tried to convince the talk show host that he packed on the pounds by drinking soda. That was his problem. He was drinking
just soda.
Just soda.
All he did?
Just drinking soda. A lot.
Well, I mean, I would imagine. I mean, didn't he say he was drinking a ton, though? I mean, it certainly would add pounds.
Sure.
Did Mike? I mean, drinking a lot of soda is going to make you fat.
He said 24 a day.
That is double the amount of calories I have in a day just in soda.
Right.
So, but, yeah.
But let's add in beer.
Yeah.
And weed.
Yeah.
And then the munchies.
Yeah.
There's a lot more than sodas going on here is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Top 10 TV shows this week, according to the Nielsen family. I always think this is interesting to see how in step your viewing habits are with those of the rest of America. Number one, for instance, again this week, American Idol, the Tuesday night edition of American Idol. That's where the kids come out and perform. Number two, Dancing with the Stars. Nope, don't watch that either. Number three, American Idol Wednesday. Four, Undercover Boss on CBS. Five, 60 Minutes. Now, that's one I do watch.
I tape it, and if Bean raves about something, which happens about once every 2 months.
Yeah.
Then I'll go back and watch that particular segment.
That's a good way to do it.
That's really the only way I do it.
So this past Sunday, you should watch this past Sunday show, though, to see the Russian multi-billionaire who bought the New Jersey Jets doing his first ever interview. Fascinating. Fascinating.
The Nets, you mean?
The Nets, right. New Jersey Nets. Okay. Right. What did I say?
I thought you said Jets, but yeah, that would be interesting. So I'll watch that. But in general,
Two and a Half Men, number 6 on CBS. Big Bang Theory, number 7.
Does it help that I tape it but don't watch it?
I don't know if that counts in the Nielsen's or not. Number 8, NCIS. Number 9, Amazing Race.
That one I watch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so one. And number 10, Castle. So that's your top 10.
That's a good show that I wish I watched more of, but yeah. Yeah, that's not my top 10, really. That's not even close to my top 10. Mm-mm. Eminem is tweeting that his new CD is finally coming out. He's doing another one. It was supposed to be out by the end of last year, called Relapse 2. I don't know if anyone cares about Eminem.
I still love him. I think he's still relevant.
Loved Relapse. Yeah. I just think he's great, but I don't know how in the public consciousness he is, but I'm looking forward to it. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Get me some wing going on here, Psycho Mike, when we get to that birthday. Former VP Al Gore, 62 years old today. He gets props for inventing the internet, not so much for burning the globe down with global warming. Way to go, Al. Also, actor Christopher Walken, 67 years old today.
Nope.
Actress Shirley Jones, 76, another Oscar winner. Rhea Perlman, she was Carla on Cheers, is 62. Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, 39. And, of course, Angus Young from AC/DC. It's his birthday. We play this for him.
Back in black, I hit the sack. I've been too long.
glad to be back. Yes, I am. Let loose.
Listen to his guitar work.
From the news that kept me hanging about. I keep looking at the sky because he's taking me.
He's rocking.
Forget the hurts because I never die. I got my life.
Whatever happened with Wing calling the Afterline and leaving us a little song? She doesn't do that anymore.
Dude. We played like
play more of this. Turn it up.
We played like 17 songs. What do you want from her?
I love Wing.
Go, Angus.
Can't you like download free beds to sound maybe, like that song that would sound better?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Maybe lower the key?
A bit.
It does seem like she's a singer for a living. Go ahead and pay the $15 and buy the AC/DC karaoke CD. That's what we're saying.
And then maybe a little auto-tune. But I'll tell you what she has. She has phrasing. That's what she has.
She does. All right, I think that's about enough. I think I've heard enough right now.
I will listen in our own time. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have an all-new program. We have we have Dr. Drew. It's Thursday.
Oh, okay.
We have Dr. Drew every Thursday, so we're going to talk to him about Usher's addiction to threesomes.
Usher,
perhaps.
And he's got Rape House, or what's his show that's on now? He's promoting some other show. Rape House.
Okay. I think it's
Sober House.
Sober House, that's it.
That's a very different house. We're going to talk to Twitch tomorrow. He's got a crazy show that involves fireworks and hot chicks and motorcycles and explosions.
Wow, that is right up your alley.
It's like it was made for me.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him. We got Joshua Jackson on tomorrow's show, talking about an all-new Fringe, which I'm excited about. That show rules. And we are going to give away tickets for April Foolishness.
Which does not star Patton Oswalt.
That's correct, even though Lisa said that a minute ago.
I would like to correct myself.
Yeah, so that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Hey, speaking of April Foolishness, this is big, big news. I know a lot of people have been frustrated because the show sold out in less than an hour. They were not able to get tickets. And I'm not going to guarantee this will work for you, but today at 1 o'clock, a limited amount of production holds are going to be released. Now, this isn't hundreds of tickets. This is dozens of tickets, okay? Mm-hmm. Once they get the thing set up.
It's a single.
After they get the venue set up, oftentimes they see what the line of sight is. They see what kind of equipment they need to produce the show, and then they get a few extras left over. So you do have an opportunity today at 1. Get them while they're gone. You don't need a password for that, by the way, and your proceeds will benefit both local charities that we're raising money for this time around, Boarding for Breast Cancer and Camp Lore. Get all the details at krock.com. Kat's up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. Stick around for the Dirty Heads featuring Rome. Also, Audio Slave, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Gorilla's latest, Local H, Muse, and None of This. Coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
Worst singer ever? Worst singer ever.
Think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.